WMMS.com/rules.
Transmission engaged. Stand by.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Dougie.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. Give us a call at that number. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in your tweets. That comes into the studio in real time as well. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. Jeffrey is there in the far box. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Morning.
Hi. Just walked in there. I didn't even have to prompt you to go in there, huh?
No, I walked past the office. And I saw Dumb wasn't in the office, so he's probably taking one of his legendary dumps.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, I know Charlie's still out.
Uh-huh.
And I figured I had to come in and,
man the board?
Uh-huh. All right. Look
Thanks,
at this.
Bro.
Proactive JLR.
So,
I like that.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I come in and say hello and everything, and let's do a good show today.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Thank you, Jeffrey. I have a lot of questions for Jeffrey later. Find out what's going on in his life. I went to bed at like 10:30 last night. I feel good.
Good.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
But did you fall asleep at 10:30?
Yeah. I think I actually went to bed at like 10 and I fell asleep at
Excellent.
About 10:30 or so. I watched this show. And I haven't told anyone I was watching this show because I didn't want any spoiler alerts. It was on Netflix. I'd never even heard of this show. I guess it was on AMC a few years ago.
The Walking Dead?
No. This show was so good. The first half of the first season wasn't spectacular. After that, it ramped right up. So good. And I didn't want anyone... I've been watching this for a while now, and I didn't want anyone... There's four seasons of the show. I didn't want anyone to ruin it for me. And I also go... I only see four seasons. I don't know if it's actually over, or are they making new seasons on AMC, and they're not on Netflix? What's going on? So, I didn't know anything about what was... I didn't want to know. I'm the kind of guy that, if I watch a movie, I don't want to read the...
Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't even want to read, like, if you're on Apple TV, I don't want to read the little one-paragraph synopsis, as Jeffrey would say, of what the movie is about.
Yeah, I don't want to see trailers anymore.
I don't want to see trailers. I don't want to see paragraphs. I don't want to see anything. I just want to see the movie, soak it in.
Well, how do you even know what it's about?
It's okay.
Well, you can get judged by...
name?
If there's a space shuttle behind a guy and he's holding a space helmet, okay.
Obviously, it's Victorian
space.
Era.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I at least want to read the paragraph and see what it's about.
No.
I get no trailers, but I want to at least know the subject and where it's heading.
maybe the first sentence, and that's it. Because the first sentence will tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I like a little, just a little
Dieter,
bit.
A former CIA operative, is on a mission to clear his name. And then they have 18 more sentences after that. You don't need to know anymore about that.
I'll stop at that.
Well, what show? I mean,
I know. Give it to us.
Halt and Catch Fire.
Oh, great show. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Snitz knows it.
Of course.
This is so good. Who? And then I read after the, you know, the fourth season was the final season. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you a, you know, spoiler alert. But I go, I got to read about this as I'm reading. I go, okay, there, oh, there's not. I mean, it was obvious. I thought there was not going to be another season. But I said, jeez. I looked and I said, you know, why? I was reading about the show yesterday after I watched the last episode. No one was watching it on AMC. The ratings were in the toilet. Oh, I go, really? How could the ratings be in the toilet for a show this fantastic?
Yeah, so really good.
So good.
Maybe if it does well on Netflix, they'll bring it back and do more episodes? Or
don't think so.
Okay.
I think it ended.
Okay. Yeah. That's a quick show. I mean, series four, only four seasons?
And I think each one is, I think each season is 10 episodes, I believe, Dieter. So you get the, I don't know if you would like the show. It's, I don't know. I don't,
it's a techie damn, show.
It is. Oh. Damn, this thing was good.
Remember Dan Costa yesterday said he watches AMC Plus?
That's why I didn't even want to say anything yesterday.
Yeah,
I go,
think,
is he talking about that show? What's he talking about?
I bet that was the show. He didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, yeah. Really good. And the first season, you got to get through like halfway through the first season.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a commitment.
I know. There's but there was one, I don't know if it was like episode 3 or 4, there was somewhere around in there. There was one scene where I go I was kind of debating, all right, am I going to watch the whole 4 seasons of this? And then there was one scene I go, "What just happened right there?" It was the Snitz, it was the scene where they go to get investment money from the old lady. Do you remember that?
It's been a while because I watched it when it first came out.
Ah, all right. His Snitz can't get behind on watching stuff, otherwise he'll never catch up.
No, it's
so when it comes out, he has to. He's
on it. Oh, he's ahead of the
time. Well, no, I knew what the show was about. I knew it was all about tech and computers and stuff. It's like, I got to watch this. This is my show.
His living room is like the Kennedy Space Center. He has monitors all over the place.
You can't make fun of me. You come in every day talking about a new show.
Showing everything.
Every single day.
18 different shows simultaneously.
It's mostly crap.
That's so funny.
I just started watching TV about, I don't know, maybe 5 months ago, roughly, thereabouts. I don't know what came over me, but I said, you know, I need to
escape.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But I started watching, maybe it was, I don't remember what the first show, I watched that thing on Apple Plus, that the morning show, that was amongst the first shows that I watched.
That was good. I'm ready for second season.
Then I started watching that Star Trek Discovery. I watched The Mandalorian. What the hell has come over me? I never watched
Emily
this much
in
TV.
Paris.
Emily in Paris.
Sex
never
in
watched
the City.
No.
That Indian sitcom.
Yeah, I've never watched this much. I've watched more TV in the past 6 months than I have, I'm not kidding you, in the past 20 years.
You've never.
Ever.
I've known you that long.
The
You've
only
never
thing I would
TV.
Watch on TV is the news. That's it, cable news.
Back in the day.
And maybe it was cable news overload. I can't take the bad news anymore.
Back in the day, I remember we used to look forward to watching CSI. Do you remember that? We'd make dinner and watch CSI, and then that stopped. But there was never anything, maybe Survivor for a second. There was never anything.
Survivor Train, you guys were on that?
We got off that.
First season, Dieter.
More than that. You guys did a couple seasons.
First season.
But you've never been a TV guy.
No, I don't. I really, and I even feel guilty watching the TV now, like these shows.
Why?
Because I feel like I'm wasting time. I really do. I'm like, geez, think about this. I just spent, I don't think each one is an hour. They're probably like 45 minutes roughly. So I just spent 30 hours watching that show. 30 hours of my life.
It's okay.
It's just, man, oh, man. Damn, that was good, though. We might have to scrounge some money together and have them film like a follow-up season or something. Buy the rights, Bougie.
Can I ask a dumb tech question? If I have a TV mounted on a wall in my basement, and it used to be the cable connected to the wall, then a couple years ago they removed that and you have to have a cable box.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go direct. Mm-hmm. Can I do an Apple TV and no cable box and then go, watch movies through Apple TV?
Well, not only can you watch movies, but you have the Spectrum. You have Spectrum, right?
Yeah.
You have the Spectrum app, so you can watch all your cable TV on the Spectrum app,
with
too.
No cable box?
That's right. It's insane.
I heard Dan say that yesterday, and I'm like, how does he do that?
The thing that sucks, though, is I have that on some, let's see, what TV do I have that on? I don't know. I have it on one of my TVs. The thing, that Spectrum app. The thing that sucks, I just want to be able to hit channel up, channel down, just like a regular, you know, it's just not as easy as having a cable box. But you're not paying for $7 a month for the cable box or whatever. So that's
I think it's more than that.
That's a plus. Alexa from Williamsport, Pennsylvania writes, hello, RMG crew. My kids got me the latest Rover's Morning Glory sweatshirt for Christmas. I have to say, it was one of the best gifts I received. It was so thoughtful because they know how much I love the show. I also wanted to say I am so saddened to hear the news of Nad's passing. Addiction is a hard battle. I fought it myself, but I've been clean now for almost 9 years. There she is.
Super cute.
Yes, yeah, good looking girl. She's got the sweatshirt on, pretty, and now clean, Dieter.
Yeah, 9 years.
9 years. 9 years clean. Angie says, Rover, I love beards, and I love you with a beard, but please do some grooming on that thing. It's scruffy as F.
I thought you were going to cut it.
Yeah, I might. It is. It's just getting...
Just trim it a little.
Once I do that, what happens... I'm not a good beard trimmer. I start trimming it, and then I go, it got to go a little shorter over... A little shorter, a little... Before you know it, it's all gone. Anne writes, I love the show. Yesterday, Dushy mentioned she wants to get an antibody test, and other members of the show have mentioned their interest. There's an easy way... And I'm surprised it hasn't been brought up on the show yet. If you donate blood through the Red Cross, they automatically test your blood for COVID antibodies for free. So there you go, dudes. You call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
I'm actually, and I want to thank all those listeners. I'm doing it on Tuesday.
So you're going to donate blood to get the antibody test.
Well, I figure it's a win-win both ways. Why not know if I have any in my system?
Okay.
And give blood.
And give blood. Help some people.
All right. Anonymous writes, Rover, I have a fiance who is beautiful, but very vanilla when it comes to sex. The kinkiest we get is analingus, which I'm an avid fan of. I also have a girlfriend, equally beautiful, that I have because I can do the kinkiest things with her, no questions asked. From backdoor action to choking and smacking to our fave blood play. Her time of the month is our time of the month, and my absolute favorite is when I go from her bloody down there to her mouth. I complete the deed on, oh my God, I don't even know how much I can.
I think we get it. He's dirty.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Jesus Christ. I'd love to see how beautiful these women are. You know, are they really that beautiful? Or what? Does he have a girlfriend? Does the fiance know he has a girlfriend?
No,
or?
There's no way. So who does he pick? Does he stay with the fiance that's boring or the bloody girlfriend?
I think he has his cake and he's eating it too right now.
Yeah. Red Velvet. Ayo.
Matt writes, on your show on the 12th, you had two Doms arguing about BDSM in the sub-community. I found their arguments to be full of misinformation about the community, especially the one who was calling the other a pansy. The community is not about gatekeeping or being as Dom as you can be. As a Dom myself, this mindset is aggravating because it often will turn people away who otherwise would be interested. This community is about finding the level of kink that is right for you. I know some people who want to be literally cut during a scene. I didn't know this phraseology, did you? That these are scenes, theater?
No, it's the first time I heard that. Like a porn scene. Yeah. They kept saying, what do you know about my scene?
Yeah. My scenes are better than your scenes.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard that.
I know people who want to be suffocated until they pass out. Conversely, I know people who only want to be tied up or just wear a collar. The only false dom are the ones that believe it is all about controlling the sub or that think the sub doesn't matter. A true dom-sub dynamic has the sub in control. They incorporate safe words and safety. It's about the sub willingly giving the control to the dom, not the dom taking control. Oh, my God. Splitting hairs there, I think. I don't know. Sean in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean. Sean, are you there? Sean, good morning. Yeah, maybe we'll come back to him. I think he's doing something, taking a dump or something. Laura writes, hi, guys. I tried to call in, and it got disconnected. Anyways, I have two daughters. One is two, one is four. I would never let them go in an Uber or a Lyft alone, period. I wonder why kids are abused and neglected. These stupid parents or moms leave their kids with boyfriends they don't know or Lyft drivers. It blows my mind. Kids travel on planes, yes, but they have flight attendants to help them, cameras and security all over. They take the kid to and from the seat to the terminal. Not left alone in a car with some stranger. I'm glad they called the police on this one. This is a woman who put her kid in a Lyft to send him to daycare. She's like 2 or 3 years old.
Sean's ready. He had jumped in the shower real quick.
Oh, Sean, you standing there with your dong hanging out or what?
Oh, fully, 100%. You're all right.
Good morning. What's happening?
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, I just wanted to quickly offer my condolences to Nads. You know, I really thought he was a funny guy, and you know, I really liked him. I've gone through some struggles in my life, and just you got to overcome some of those things. But yeah, so why I'm calling is, you know, you just mentioned, you know, wasting your time on these shows, because that's how I feel sometimes. You know, I do really enjoy some of these shows Netflix puts out there. But Rover, you are not wasting your time. These recommendations that you have given for television shows on either Netflix, I think those are really the ones that I've seen so far, is the Netflix recommendations you've made.
Mm-hmm.
They have all just been so good. Just they all kind of share a common theme, I think. It's like not just a self-starter, but someone who wants to kind of be like the best version of themselves. The Queens or the Royal Gambit, that was definitely had that.
Emily in Paris.
Yeah, did you watch that one?
I haven't seen that one yet. You know, so Rover, every one of these shows, every time I'm like, I'm not going to watch this show. I'm like, this show is going to be so bad. You started it off with father, soldier, son. And I watched that, and, like, that really threw me off. I have a daughter who's, like, four, and, you know, when it brought up the kid dying, like, that's just, I was like, holy shit.
Spoiler alert. Yeah,
well, okay. Yeah, Rover, you talked about that for a month, so.
You didn't watch it yet, Snitz?
Like, no.
He's got so many.
That was a hard one to watch.
Oh, no.
They're probably throttling him on his cable connection. He can only get 256K now because he's watching so much
pot calling
streaming stuff.
Jeez.
Well, go watch this Halt and Catch Fire, Sean. I think you'll like it. Yeah, you got to get, it's a little, once you get past, you got to get a few episodes in, I think, personally. I think you got to get 4 or 5 episodes in. From there on out, see, especially seasons 2, 3, 4, fantastic, good stuff. Perfect. Man, oh man, oh man, was that good. This is one of the best shows I've seen.
Yes, Cobra Kai.
Started. I didn't think I'd like that. I accidentally started actually on season 2, and I'm kind of happy that I did. They flash back to season 1 where they're like a lot younger. But man, season 2, I just started season 3. It's just so good, man. It's like the battle between good and evil, but it's just so good.
Go watch 1. Yeah. 1 might be the best season.
Okay, no, I'm actually going to watch that. When I finish the 3rd season, I'm going to go back and watch 1 for sure.
Yeah, I haven't even started the 3rd season on that yet.
You got to plan. It'll just...
Good. I have to plan a whole weekend?
A few hours just to...
What's that?
Surviving Death was just one I wanted you to maybe, if you had some time to check out. That's on Netflix.
What's it called?
And it's called Surviving Death. And I was just kind of wondering what you thought about it because, you know, I know you talk about how, like, you don't have, like, a, you know, huge belief in God. Is that correct, Rover?
That's right, yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to. But it's just, you know, it talks about death, surviving death, and then it talks about, like, after death. And, like, it's not, it's just interesting. It's just pretty interesting. You know, you don't have to have any type of belief to think it's interesting, but it's a good one for sure.
I could have made that show real quick. They go, when you die, end of show. That's it. Over. Fade to black. All right. Sean, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Bye bye. Get dried off there. Lauren says, good morning. My boyfriend and I are longtime listeners and love the show. I, however, have never been more disappointed. With everything that has happened in the past few days, Dieter sat there and said live that Charlie should pop some extra pills and pass out for the day because he was having a hard time coping with the loss of NADS.
I never said that. Those weren't my words.
One of Charlie's best friends just died from a drug overdose, and Dieter thinks it's okay to promote taking drugs to pass out and forget the pain?
I said take a pill. That's what they're for, prescribed by a therapist.
How will that help Charlie process and grieve this loss in a healthy way? It won't. I was so disgusted with this that I had to turn off the show, and I am now writing this. That kind of mentality is part of the problem our country has, and why the opioid problem will continue to get worse. I was glad to hear everyone else on the show didn't believe taking pills was the best way for Charlie to cope. I would like to hear Dieter explain why he thinks this is an effective coping mechanism.
Yeah, explain yourself.
And go take some pills.
Someone should check in with him off air and see if this is how he personally handles stressful times in his life.
Do you remember me saying that, Dom?
I believe we all said that except Doogie.
Exactly.
Rover said it. I said it.
Yes.
You said it.
But she picks, somehow you just hear me saying it, my voice. Therapist prescribed him the pills, and he's like, I don't want to take them. And we said, Charlie, take a pill. That's what they're prescribed for. You have an anxiety attack, panic attack, take a pill.
But
it's better than him drinking. Dumb was saying he was drinking the night before. Is that going to help you, or are these pills prescribed you going to help you?
Dumb said to basically take every drug under the sun.
Except for heroin. I didn't say that. I said any drug you want, but just not heroin.
Nope, it's dirty.
I'm disgusted.
I said, take an extra one of your prescribed pill and pass out. And
okay, exactly. It was Dumb's words,
But my reason why was not to cope with it. Because I know he's worn out because he's been crying and that takes a lot out of you. And I just wanted him to get some rest. That was it. It had nothing to do with forgetting about all his problems. No, I just wanted him to rest, relax, and get some sleep and then try to, you know, work his way through it. He's having a hard time.
Gordon writes, yo, Rover, first accept my condolences for NADS, but you were asking what the difference is between pain pills now and then. People today were raised with less coping skills. We had Percocet, morphine, and even mood enhancers like Xanax. We just would rather work the situation out ourselves and not take the easy road and have a chemical do it for us. Addiction is so rampant now because people don't have the skills to deal with problems. So when reality hits, pop a pill to make it go away. You know, I don't know. There could be some truth to that. kids are certainly being raised, teenagers, young adults are certainly being raised today in an environment, a bubble-like environment, where they're trying to remove any potential source of conflict or hurt feelings or literally anything. I mean, you know, microaggressions are a thing. You know, they want... I just saw a guy was fired from his job at... I think he worked for a tech company, I think. I don't remember exactly where, but he was fired from his job because he said the day of the people storming the Capitol, he said, "Watch out, people. There are Nazis out there. Stay safe." He was fired because he said the word Nazi in his Slack message. So it doesn't matter the context that he said Nazi, like, stay safe from the Nazis out there. He was still fired just for using the word Nazi. That is not helping people in young adults learn how to deal with any hardships that come their way. Because the fact of the matter is, hardships are going to come your way. So all the protections that you have for kids as they grow up, eventually they're going to hit something that there is no, you know, you haven't thought of, or you haven't scrubbed from the society because it was quote unquote offensive. Eventually something bad is going to happen to them. How do they deal with it? Well, maybe that's what the guy, maybe the guy's right. They turn to drugs because they've never had to deal with anything real in their lives. I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. I'll get to the people who are on the phone in just a moment. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Now number one for podcasting. You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. Or their lunch.
Oh, oh my God, there goes a
Well, that's actually pretty funny. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
What's the world coming to when you spend the commercial break debating how long ago did they fire that person from the radio station? We're just debating around the firings. I'm like, no, it's 2 years ago. And he's like, no, that was 5 years ago. I got nah.
I can search the last time I got an email from her. That might help.
It's not that important, okay. Dear. Nathan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
I wanted to comment on what you were talking about before the break about how nobody really deals with reality anymore and about all the drugs they take.
Yes.
I wanted to say how, like, it's kind of not the kids or the people's fault. It's how they were raised. Because, like, as growing up, it was the same way with me. My parents, I had a goldfish die. I didn't know about it because in the shade of night, they went out and bought a whole brand new fish that looked exactly the same. Instead of saying, hey, this is death. They didn't tell me that. They were just like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know what has caused this recent over the past 10 or 15, 20 years, 30 years, whatever. You know, I understand parents' desire to not, I'm sure it breaks parents' hearts having to tell a kid that a pet died or that grandma died or that they lost their job or that, you know, whatever the case may be, or that, you know, it breaks your heart if your kid's getting bullied, made fun of, all of these things. But you can't protect your child from all of those. The best thing you can, as a parent, protecting your kid, getting rid of all of those sources of friction, that's not the best for your child. The best thing you can do as a parent for your child, I believe, is providing your child with the coping mechanisms, skills, in order to deal with those issues. That's really how you're doing a service to your kid, not by pampering them and protecting them.
I think it's easy to say that we should be doing this, and then
I'll tell you, if I had a kid and some other kid was bullying my kid, I'd just kill the other one. I'd punch that kid right in the face.
It's a feeling that you didn't know, Snitz. It's just this, you can't explain it the way you want to protect your child. Like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. So I think we all start with those intentions, you know, give them the best tools, and then maybe something happens where you just swoop in and you're just, because you can't handle the pain for them. I don't know, it's hard
but it's being...
I understand. I totally agreeing with you.
All right.
Real
that's
quick,
a first.
I look back, just to answer your question, it was 2018.
Yes, end of 2018, I believe.
Oh, yes, okay. You're right.
Okay.
You said 2018, right?
I said 2 years.
Yeah, so. Okay. Yeah.
Well, even back in my day when I was a kid, the parents would say, like, when you lost a pet, they'd say, oh, we sent it off to the farm. It's at a farm living a nice life.
Yeah, that doesn't probably help out, really. I mean,
then you're like, I want to visit. When can I visit?
So I don't know if the parents, I think that it's twofold why parents do that. Number one is they want to protect they don't want the kids' feelings to be hurt. They don't want the kids to, you know. But I think it also, selfishly, probably to a lesser extent, parents do it because it's the path of least resistance. You tell the kid that the dog died and went to a farm, now you don't have to deal with the kid bursting into tears. You don't have to have a long conversation about...
I don't think because you don't want to deal with... I think because that pain of seeing your kids... Oh, my God, it's terrible. I had a Wetsy Betsy when I was a little kid. And Wetsy Betsy had to go to the hospital because she got sick. And then she came back and she was brand new. They gave her an operation and they fixed her. And it turns out my mom had saved Wetsy Betsy. When I got older, she gave it to me. Mm-hmm. And I had just worn it down to rags and the arm or the leg fell off. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, we can't throw it away. We got to just make up some stupid story to spare me the pain of not having that stupid doll.
Well, Rover, I don't want to get all religious on us here, but yes. I mean, the idea of heaven is the same kind of thing. You know, and I think also that death is just death, but to ease people's minds, they came up with this heaven thing.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. It's I guess you're right. I guess I didn't think of it that way. Right. And if you don't do this, you're not going to get into heaven. So
you really toe the line. You think that there's no afterlife. You really do you think that there's any lost spirits that are here not with unfinished?
Oh my God.
No, like
no. I mean, I believe in multiple universes, which is, you know, sci-fi stuff. But I mean, that might be what people think is ghosts. Maybe they're seeing a glimpse of the other universe. Possibly, that's more likely than ghosts, I think.
So, like my brother talking to me through the light switch.
Definitely not happening. Definitely not.
Did he know Morse code?
I don't know Morse code.
Wow.
Yeah. Why would he talk to you through a light switch? Why wouldn't he talk to you through your television and appear on your TV and go, hi, Doogie, it's me.
Because he would always come to my house. He lived in Detroit. Every 3 months he would come and just make sure that I was okay. Do you need anything? What can I do? And he would always change my ceiling light bulb with a pole because it's really high up. That was just his thing. And we would always laugh, and it was just the thing that we would do together. And so that hasn't been changed, and it keeps flicking, and he keeps talking to me.
I have nothing against people who believe in heaven, because it eases people's minds. It's a lovely thing to believe in, and God and all that stuff. I'm not anti-God or anti-belief in that. You know, people, it eases people's minds. It's just, I don't think there is one, but that's just me.
Maybe Snitzer and I will be there, though, at the pearly gates, looking at each other going, uh-oh.
Denied.
Made the wrong call.
So, whoops.
Go the other way.
They go, you have to hit the down button on the elevator.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering.
I was wondering, you know, we're talking about, like, the whole thing with this thing with death and everything. When I was a kid, and, like, right around the time Elvis Presley died, you know, I was a big fan of Elvis when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And when I learned it, you know, when I asked about him, you know, my mom said he had died at that time, that the concept of didn't really hit me. It was when I went to my mom's father's funeral in 1979 is when the concept of death really, it was the reality set in here. This does happen throughout the natural course of life.
How, you were 9 years old at the time?
Yeah, my grandfather was 62 when he died.
Yeah.
He died of a massive heart attack.
Oh, gee.
This was my mom's father.
Was he a heavy guy?
No, but he drank a lot.
Yeah.
When he's sober, he's great. Great guy. When he's drunk, not so
did
great.
Did you cry at the funeral?
Huh?
Did you cry at the funeral?
Yeah, I cried. Did? My grandma cried because my mom's mom was widowed all the way up to her death in 2007.
Yeah.
But... because we're talking about how, like, Doogie mentioned about the Wetsy Bessie and blah, whatever the case may be. You guys ever see the movie Frequency, by chance?
No.
Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where, you know, you guys were to bring about, you know, a dead person communicate you through a light switch. In this case, it was a ham radio setup.
Mm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that wasn't bad, actually.
I actually saw that. It was a really good movie.
Yeah, that's your type of movie, for sure.
Blue.
Oh, Dieter.
Laura Y, I believe it is. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Oh, I just wanted to chime in on the wanting to protect your kids thing.
Yes.
Yes, you want to protect your children. However, protecting them from everything is doing a great disservice to them. I have two kids. My perfect example of this is my son, who's now 28. When he was 9 years old, he started Taekwondo. He won every tournament he entered. We went to Junior Olympics, Nationals. He won a silver medal at Nationals because during the first round, he dislocated his knee.
Mm.
And the next season came around, and he started winning every tournament again. And I went into the master instructor's office, parents everywhere, and I said, hey, I need you to do me a favor. And he said, what? I said, I need you to find a tournament my kid's going to lose. And he looked at me and went, okay. And all the parents in that room started giving me grief. You know, why do you want your kid to lose? Well, my kid needs to learn how to lose gracefully, one. And two, he needs to learn that in life, you don't win everything. You're going to come up against things. You're not always going to win.
Yes.
So he found a tournament my kid lost. My kid stood out there and started crying. I took him outside, and we had a long discussion about this is not how you do this. You're out there. You lose. You lose gracefully. You want to have these emotions of crying, you can come out to the car. You can go to the bathroom. Don't you ever do that again. And, you know, did I protect my kid from some things? I tried. But I also taught him that he's going to come up against adversity. And I think that that is the reason that kids are having so much trouble now. When he was younger was when they started the whole, everybody's got to win, everybody plays. No, they don't.
Yeah, your kids will be losers in life in various things that they do. You know, in the business world, do you think someone's going to go, oh, that's Timmy. Well, don't have him lose. No, they're going to slit his throat, right. And metaphorically speaking, of course, but you know, that's life, and you don't win all the time. And the other thing is, if your kid's good at something and he starts getting, you know, he's winning, sometimes what will happen, and you see this with not all athletes, you see it in academics, that kid believes that they are better than they really are, because they're in that, they're in that city or whatever, and they're the best in that city, and they're like, wow, I'm so great, I'm so special. They don't realize that there's a whole rest of the country or world out there with people that are 10 times better at it than whatever they're doing, you know?
Yeah, when you go national, it's a different story.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, Lorelei, thank you. I appreciate it. Jared in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, had something to chime in on. Dieter, yo.
Yo!
Good morning, Doogie.
Hi.
I've been listening for, you know, a couple years now, and I've heard some of your discussions that I'm like, wow, that's amazing, or that's pretty incredible that you guys are allowed to say that on the radio or whatever. But yesterday really got me with Dieter's comment about the bloody tampon. I just had to say, I think he's a sick and twisted individual. I wanted to know if you wanted to catch a beer sometime.
Jeez.
I was nervous for a second there.
Yeah.
So the two of you can become serial killers together. Tag team serial killers. Perfect.
Blood brothers.
I'm down for a beer.
Get two babes with us? All right.
I mean, it's whatever, man. I'm down.
Oh, that was a good call.
All right, Jared, I'm going to...
talking about the pills thing. My mother shoved Ritalin down my throat as a child to the point where I would come home from school and she would say, here, take this. I want a quiet evening. And I just am totally against them now, and I've tried to go without them, but now I'm on anxiety medication because I really think I was pretty young when I was taking that. Elementary school.
You know, I'm not anti-drug. I'm talking about prescription medication. I'm not anti-drug. They serve a purpose. The problem is that I would estimate that probably 95% of the people and or, in this case, children taking that drug don't actually need it. That's what the issue is. There are some people who really need that. Not much.
I agree, and you know, my mom was, oh, he's out of control. He's wild. He's you know, he's doing this. He's doing that. And my dad would be like, he's a normal kid.
He's right. Just, that's what kids
he's
do.
Just doing young boy stuff, you know, like you just got to deal with it, you know. And people told her that for years. Oh, no, he's out of control. And it's like, you know, I mean, any young boy, I had a little bit of an attitude. I'm not going to lie about it. But I don't think I needed everything that was, you know, forced on me. And to the point where I was in ninth grade, I told her, I said, you know, I'm going to crush one of these up and put it in your morning tea. And she looked at me. She goes, what? I said, do you know what Ritalin does to people that don't need it? And she goes, I know exactly. I said, I'm going to put one of these in your tea one morning, get you all jazzed up.
Yeah.
And she's, you better not do that, you know, which, of course, I never did. But I flushed them down the toilet. And I said, I ain't doing this anymore. I don't need this crap. I think it's screwing me up. You know, my brothers are, you know, 4 or 5 inches taller than me, you know, looking back at the side effects is, you know, stunted growth. I never ate as a kid. Well, you know, suppresses your appetite. I never slept good. Still don't sleep good. Well, that was another side effect, you know, but I mean, you know, people out there that do need it, you know, that's great. But, you know, for people that don't, I don't think it should be forced on them to.
I agree with you, Jared. You know, thank you, Jared. The number of people who are on medication, it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, I don't know percentage-wise what it is, but I am shocked at the number of people who are on mood-altering drugs. It's enormous. It's you can't tell me 80% of the population in this country is in need of being on antidepressants or, you know, whatever. It's just impossible. But people have been conditioned, oh, if this doesn't go your way, take this pill. You'll be fine.
Like a quick fix.
Yeah. There is a... Well, I do have to take a break. I was going to get into something here, but I guess I have to take a break in a minute. So let me just read you a couple more emails then, since I have a couple of minutes to kill. I don't want to get into something right now. I will after the break. We do have the shizzy coming up. Jason writes, I'm sure you're dealing with Nat's passing away in your own ways. It isn't easy, I'm sure, but for what it's worth, his life likely would have taken this path one way or another. The cards were not in his favor. If anything, you prolonged this ending. Remember how often he stated how the show was the best part of his life, and While his life was cut short, you gave him what would undoubtedly be the best part of it. You know, someone emailed me. I didn't listen to the aftermath on Monday, Dom. Did Curious George call in? Or wait, hold on. I have to think about what this email said. Something about Curious George talking to Nads or something. I don't know. I forget exactly.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, George was calling because we were going through people calling in, talking about their memories of Nads, the relationship with them. George was going through, if you haven't seen the OMG RMG documentary, I don't want to spoil it
You should watch that. I haven't seen it yet, but you should watch that.
Yeah. There's a portion in it where George goes into detail about some of his past suicide attempts on his life. And I guess the second time around, he was almost successful. And he spent some time, I don't know if he was institutionalized or whatever, but he and Nads were talking throughout that time, mm-hmm. and he said that Nads really helped him get through that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what he was talking about while plugging the documentary.
Got to get those mentions in, right? It's like, have you ever watched an interview on TV? You could tell the people who are like pros at being authors or whoever at being interviewed. They so casually will slide whatever they're promoing into that interview. So they'll be like, you know, okay, General Smith, at your time in the Pentagon, did you ever see this? Blah, blah, blah. Well, as I outlined in my book, A Time to Serve, available now, they're very, I guess, Curious George.
Smooth operator, yep.
Curious George put him in that same boat. You plug his book. Speaking of plugging things,
yeah.
See how not good I am at this? The people always ask, when do you put the last? So we do a T-shirt of the month, Jeffrey's T-shirt of the month. We had the popcorn chicken one on sale last week. And usually about a month and a half, 2 months after a shirt is available, we put any remaining stock. We always order a little bit extra in each size in case someone says, you know, in case one's damaged or returns, exchanges, whatever the case may be. So we have a few in each size available that we just put aside. We order extra. And those are available now for the I probably can't remember T-shirts, which came out back in November, I believe. The beginning of November, so 2 months ago. Those are available now at roverradio.com. I believe we have a few in each size, I think. So get them while you can right now in the store at roverradio.com. Just click on the store from the menu there. And again, it's only a few in each size. So if you missed out for whatever reason on the I probably can't remember T-shirt of the month, you can grab one now.
I probably can't remember.
At roverradio.com. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back with the shizzy, the news, next. Hang on.
Ask Cleveland, an iHeart radio station. Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Even radio DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I have the perfect job for you, Rover. If this radio thing doesn't work out,
yes,
I've got a job for you.
Please, what would it be?
Oh, it's pretty good, especially yeah? after how you started the show
okay.
this morning about watching TV.
Oh,
wait okay. for it. I'll tell you next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Somebody just sent me a text message. They said, I'm seeing an officer-involved shooting right by you guys, 77 at Rockside. That's where our offices are. Any details? I don't have any details other than when I drove into work, they have the on-ramp to 77 South at Rockside closed off. Cop is blocking that. And there were up at the top of that, because I drive northbound and get off at Rockside. So in the opposite way where they have that ramp closed off, there was a cop car there with his lights on, and I thought it was just someone pulled over. And then on the other side, northbound, where I get off at the off-ramp there, they had a car pulled over there, too.
Oh,
so
really?
I don't know if that's just coincidental or if that is part of what's going on, but I don't know any details about that. But let's go to our law enforcement expert. He used to work in the county jail, Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRocque, live from the Fart Box. Jeffrey, what do you know?
I'm in the dark just as much. I mean, when I was coming in, I take 480 East, and I get off by Rockside, where I get off, and I have to take switch to 77 to get off at Rockside Road,
because
I was getting off the freeway, and I make that right turn on the Rockside. At
sounds
the
like Google craps over here. I mean,
yeah, but I saw the same thing, that that ramp was closed off. I was like, something major happened.
I have to pipe in. I saw those police cars, too.
Yeah.
When I got off the exit, I saw a cop car. Yeah, I usually go right at the stoplight.
Oh, yeah.
Angle left on Oak Tree.
On Oak Tree.
Right.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And then I saw a cop car blocking, and then five cop cars at the top. I knew something was up.
Ah. I didn't see that many at the top.
There was a bunch.
Okay. All right, so that must be... You're coming from the other way. You could probably see up there.
Yeah.
It was, according to the new local news here, shots were fired during a traffic stop on I-77. That's the road you're talking about. Independence Police, that's the city we're in. They tell us that officers were making a stop on I-77 South near the Rockside Road exit when the incident took place overnight. Suspects and police were taken to the hospital. Authorities did not release their condition or tell us who was shot. So the ramps were closed. No additional details immediately available. That was 20 minutes ago, so... We'll see what happens. We'll keep checking.
All right. That's Dumb from our news Metroplex. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I have talked to some people that have gotten their stimulus check, the $600 stimulus check, and then I've talked to others that are...
You've talked to others?
Did I say talking?
Yes,
talking.
You did.
I have been talking with other people that have not gotten their stimulus check. And the IRS has now said that after some problems that they were dealing with at first, it's getting more and more, it's getting smoother, and they're able to get the second round of relief payments to taxpayers. So if you haven't gotten it, hang in there, it's coming, and they fixed some bugs, some issues that they have had. So hopefully that'll get to you soon.
Also, speaking of stimulus, nobody won the Mega Millions.
Coming up in the news, Snitz.
Oh, spoiler, Snitz.
Oh, son of a bitch. I told my wife last night, I said, we're going to be half billionaires last night, because she was yelling at me because I sent her out yesterday to go get Mega Millions, and Powerball is now over $500 million as well. I said, get us Mega Millions and Powerball. She goes, this is the last time I'm wasting money on this. I said, okay, I just want you to remember, if we win the jackpot, then if I win the jackpot, not going to give you any, because it's a waste of money.
You got to play to win, right?
That's right. You can't win if you don't play.
I know, and I didn't play, so now I have to play, because I think there's two chances coming up, right, Douche?
Yeah, the Mega Millions jackpot climbs to $750 million, which is the fifth largest U.S. lottery history.
I'll take that. I'm not greedy. I don't need the big dog.
And then the Powerball jackpot has also climbed to $550 million. So,
okay.
Yeah,
so I thought those were in the billion already.
No,
they didn't hit that yet.
Okay. Not yet. But these are huge amounts. So they are both far from the largest prize ever, which was that $1 billion range.
Yeah.
Do you remember when that was like $1.5 billion?
Whatever happened to the person who won the $1.5 billion? Someone needs to do a file, like a documentary on them. What do you do? I mean, could you imagine? It's one thing if you win like $10 million in the lottery. That'd be great. But
it was three
winners.
It's
a lot different than $1 billion.
2016, three winners won that billion and a half dollar jackpot.
Did they say their names? Did they ever come out and actually say that? So I don't remember. If it was anonymous.
Would you say your name, or would you want to be anonymous?
That's tough. I want to rub it in everybody's face.
Yeah.
Everybody I don't like. Yeah. On the other hand, the rest of my life, I'm going to be hounded.
For money.
By everybody. Every friend.
Every hanger on.
Any person I ever met, it's going to be like, hey, Dieter, I met you one time.
How fast, at a concert. If Jeffrey won $1 billion in Mega Millions or Powerball, how fast would that $1 billion be depleted? How long until it's gone, do you think?
I don't even think he could spend it.
Yeah, what?
Are you insane?
With this, all the
Dougie, don't be an idiot.
People in his posse.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
The fans of the show he talks to every day on Facebook.
Every
and stuff.
Sob story. Oh, my cat's in the hospital.
Yes. Yep.
I need $50,000. Okay,
I can spare it. Like,
no, I
can. I'm
gonna
tell you right now.
So,
this isn't even exaggerating it at all. 1 year. 1 year that would be
through $1 billion in 1 year.
Yes, Rover. Because every person that it would ask, he would give it to.
If you did the math, that's not possible. Listen, no.
Dougie, he would find a way to blow that money. I am confident. I don't know if it would be 1 year. I'm guessing between 5 and 10 years.
No, it'd be the shortest in history.
He would be depleted. Because he would do things. He would open a professional wrestling training center.
That
would cost $100 million.
Right, it would cost $100 million. The actual cost would be like $20 million, but they'd, you know, oh no, it's $100 million, and someone would pocket $80 million. Right. I'm just telling you right now, you split the difference. 7 years, it would be out of money. $1 billion yeah. down the drain.
You buy the Concorde plane and start traveling
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, I renovated the Concorde. I put it back into service to use as my private jet.
Yes. Yeah, right, Rover. Nice try, dude. Kids' college funds would be all taken care of.
You could buy a college.
They're not in college right now, and they're in age. Yeah. They're of age.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, no, it would be all prepaid, is what I'm saying. Okay, whatever, dude. But then my wife and I would buy, let's say, a modest two-bedroom bungalow-type house.
What?
Come on, not if you had $1 billion.
Are you let me finish or what? And then I would use that money to help me live and make sure that my expenses are taken care of, and that money would last me a long time.
See, this is, Jeffrey has no concept of money or any, like, this is what, when I've said, Jeffrey, would you take $100 million to just give me your cell phone? No, I wouldn't do it for $1 billion.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands. Jeffrey, you don't live in a two-bedroom home if you have $1 billion. You just don't. You live in you have your own private island. You have your own servants. You have your own staff. You have a helipad with your own helicopter.
Yeah, he also has two kids. So a two-bedroom.
But understand the expenses involved.
Oh, our kids? We weren't going to take them.
They're going to share a room.
Yeah, they're still. Yeah, I mean, they got a check from Uncle Sam. They'll be fine.
Or private aircraft. You know, I thought I wanted to have those kinds of things, but then my mind starts working. It's like, then I think of the expense of the fuel.
You have $1 billion, Jeffrey.
I have to pay them.
You have $1 billion.
I mean,
I'll do some math for you.
Let's do 30 years. What he had to spend every day.
Yeah, he's
50.
He's 50, so over, so 30 years. Okay, all right. I'll do the math right now. Go on, Dougie.
Okay. So the government in Quebec, Canada, they have been keeping their residents on a short leash when it comes to COVID restrictions. And that forced a local woman to put her husband on a literal leash so that the pair could go outside during curfew. But the police were actually very quick, and they fined these two $3,000. And what happened was the woman put her husband on a leash and, like, walking the dog to beat the COVID restrictions. And they said, nope, that's not going to fly. There's an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. And people are not allowed to go outside unless you walk your dog near your home. They were each fined $1,200.
They should have done it the other way. He should have been walking her. And they go, well, what are you doing? She's a bitch.
Oh, stop it.
Get it?
Yeah.
I got it.
But I'm bummed. Jeffrey, I did some quick math. I hope it's accurate. I'm not a math whiz like you, Jeffrey. But according to my calculations, you would be able to spend, if you had $1 billion. Now, this is not accounting for any investments or interest you may earn on that $1 billion. This is just you're making nothing. You have $1 billion and you're spending it. Over the next 30 years, you could spend every day $91,324.21 every day.
Jeez.
Every day you could spend over $91,000 and not run out of $1 billion in the next 30 years.
Rover, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We've talked about people on the show, and I've been on the show a long time, of people winning such a large lottery prize,
yes,
whatever the case may be.
Yes.
You've heard the stories of people being reckless.
Yeah.
With the money.
Yes.
I want to be, again, I don't want to be in that group.
You're the first guy ever that's not going to spend the money. You're the guy.
Oh, I'm going to spend the money, you know, for living expenses and that kind of stuff.
He's probably already got his tax return back, and that's already gone.
Right? That's what's so funny.
Ding dong.
He blows through that $12,000 in 3 months, but when he gets $1 billion, he's going to save it all.
Yeah, what do you have left of your $600 stimulus?
Ding dong, hello, that's none of your business.
It's gone?
It's zero.
Tell me if it's gone.
It's not zero, but I'm not going to tell you.
Jay, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jay.
I was wondering if Jeffrey would let a man service him for $1 billion.
$1 billion, Jeffrey, would you do that?
Oh, hell no, son!
Come on.
Hell no.
Even Dieter claims you wouldn't. You would.
Nuts for $1 billion, so I don't think I'm going to let anyone service me for $1 billion.
Right.
Are you out of your goddamn mind, dude?
Dieter, let me just... Yeah.
So it sounds to me like if Dieter were into it, Jeffrey would be in
it. That's the point.
But that was your only reason.
If it's Dieter servicing you.
I'm just citing an example.
All right, let me just flip the script here. I think he would agree to this. Would you service Dieter for $1 billion?
Oh, hell no. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry. For $50, would you service Dieter?
Hell no.
All right, Dieter, when I do the math like that, and you would get to spend, assuming you never made another dollar in interest or investment or anything like that, for 30 years, you could spend $91,000 a day, without running out of money. Would you let a man service you for $1 billion?
No.
Come on.
Rover.
Yes,
come on.
I'm telling you.
Dieter, you cannot.
Because even that money doesn't erase that memory.
I'm sure it'll help.
Every day.
Dieter,
come on.
He's got. That's a lie.
We're in the same boat, Jeffrey.
Just close your eyes and.
Right.
You know, that's sick.
Grab their hair and think it's somebody else's hair. I mean, it just.
Yeah.
No.
Doogie, go on.
Sure. CNN announced yesterday that they're going to pull the plug on their long-running airport network. So, you know, when you go to the airport and you're waiting at the counter or the area for your plane
to board?
They have the screens hanging and you watch the news. It's always CNN.
It's always CNN.
Yep. Well, they have a deal there. And now they said, we're going to pull it because no one's flying.
Mm.
And people are really
excited.
People
are going to go back to flying, of course. Why not just run regular CNN there? Why do they need a special CNN? Is it a special CNN?
It's a CNN. You know, I don't know.
I thought it was just a CNN channel.
Right.
No, I thought it was CNN International, what they play that runs around the world. Because if you travel internationally, like when we were in Munich, they have CNN. It's a totally different version of CNN than what we're watching here. But that's what I noticed is playing.
It's actually the CNN Airport Network. It's like a different.
It is. It does not use the exact same feed as the standard CNN. I had no idea because I'm at the airport watching it. I'm just assuming it's the same that's on CNN. That's actually interesting. I didn't know. They have additional sports and weather segments added while some graphic videos removed. I didn't know that. So they're no longer going
to
do that.
I was able to watch just the regular CNN channel when we flew. When we were flying from Fort Worth to Munich. I was watching that for like 5 hours.
No, it's the CNN airport. It's a different feed. I didn't know that.
I would start my own airport network. It would just be professional wrestling. I think people would really like that. Travelers. When I get my $1 billion, that's what I'm gonna invest $250 million starting that up.
There's a website called Bonus Finder, and they are hiring a professional binge watcher.
What's the website?
Bonus Finder.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the one Dieter goes to. Boner Finder. That's your favorite site. He's got that bookmarked. What do they pay you to do what now?
They'll pay someone $500. $500 to watch.
Is that already a website? I've got a
what, Boner Finder?
Yeah, I got to look at this up now. It's Boner Finder.
Oh,
Bonerfinder.com. Nope, that's not.
It's not a website?
Nope. No, it's not.
They'll pay you $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza. And then you got to post reviews of the shows and the pizzas.
Well, that's so. $500 for what? A year?
You can apply on their website.
That's nothing.
So they're going to pick the person at random to win that. What else? Oh, you know, Dustin Diamond, who's been in our studio and on the show numerous times. He's a little out there, but he's been hospitalized. And he might have cancer, according to TMZ. The 44-year-old actor and comedian went to the hospital over the weekend after feeling pain all over his body and a general sense of unease. Sources say that the doctors are concerned that it's cancer, and they're conducting tests. So hopefully he is going to be okay. There you go. That is the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Doctors say you shouldn't stare at your phone all the time, but doctors are nerds, and this app rules. The new Rover's Morning Glory app is loaded with pharmaceutical strength content and all the kick-ass features the old app probably should have had. So tell your doctor to shove it and download the new Rover's Morning Glory app today.
Rusty in Mansfield, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rusty.
Yo, Rover, what's up, man? I had a question for Jeffrey.
Yes, go ahead.
Does he have a single original catchphrase or thought? He just asked you, or he made a comment like, ding dong, hello. Totally ripped off from Bailey on SmackDown.
Oh, ripping off Bailey on SmackDown, Jeffrey.
So I just thought it would. I thought it would fit. I'm sorry if I don't have an original thought. I'm sorry. I just can't help it, dude.
I really believe this. I know that this is, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. The way that Jeffrey's brain works, I don't believe he has ever had an original thought in his head. Period. Nothing that has come out of his mouth has ever been his. When we were talking about, I don't know what we were talking about. Maybe it was Nads the other day when Jeffrey wasn't here.
Yep.
And you said, how do you feel about that? He literally parroted exactly what I had said half an hour earlier on the show. Almost word for word.
He had a lot of potential. It's sad.
He's
a
fine guy. He had a lot of potential. I thought he might,
My way of agreeing with you, my friend. Sorry, it's not original.
How did they say it on wrestling? What's the catchphrase?
Well, okay, when Bailey turned heel, she came up with this catchphrase. When a reporter come up and asked her a question, she would say, ding dong, hello, and then would say whatever is on her mind.
Got it.
And I thought it would work on Doogie.
Maybe. Is ding dong like you're ringing a bell, or you're calling them calling someone a ding dong?
No, it can be either. It could go either way. Yeah, okay. It could go either way.
Like you go either way.
Yeah. Well, okay. I could be a ding dong myself. So what the?
No. And Jeffrey's getting paid his $1 billion, and Dieter is standing there naked, flopping about,
popping his ding dong.
Yep. You would get on your knees and say ding dong hello before you.
Come on, Rover. Let's stretch that one out, pal.
Stretch those lips out.
I don't think so. It's not going to happen, son.
Son, that's another thing I hate, son.
Where did he get that one from?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from.
Is that a recent
edition? No, no.
We always say that. I think a lot of...
You too?
Yeah, son. Come on, son. Listen up, son. No, ice up, son.
He got that from something. I don't know what. All right, I've got to take a break. Let me go to Tyler quickly. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was watching Fox 8 before I was leaving my house this morning, and they were talking about how Broadview Heights was in a short chase that ended over there by the Rockside exit, and an officer ended up getting stabbed, and they shot the suspect.
Ah.
Well, they kill him?
I don't know. They didn't release the details too much. They said the officer was going to be all right, but they didn't say about the suspect.
Non-life-threatening injuries to the suspect.
To the suspect? Yes. Okay. All right. Tyler, thank you for the update. I appreciate it.
That's scary. It says it was a scuffle, so it seems like the guy stabbed him, and he must have had to pull his weapon and get him in the scuffle. I mean, geez, how scary is that?
I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Row one for podcasting.
covering your junk with glitter. Pretty nuts. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Tell you something that's very strange. A celebrity doing something that I don't know what the hell this person's thinking. Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, man, before the break, you guys were talking to Jeffrey about, you know, what he would do for $1 billion or what he would do if he won the lottery.
Right.
I kind of feel like the guy already has won the lottery. I mean, he sits in the hallway and contributes nothing to the show and gets paid for it. you know, he gets royalty
even out
from
there.
The T-shirt of the month.
Look, he's not even out there in the hallway.
He's having here.
Yeah.
He's taking a dump.
Yep.
This is his new move.
Getting paid, by the way.
Yeah,
by the way, I sat over here. Dougie goes, who's talking in there? Is that a girl talking in there? And I, because she can't see the angle she is in the fart box. And I look over. I go, no, it's Jeffrey. So Jeffrey was talking Dumb's ear off in there for the entire break. Well, the whole break. And then they get to, oh, we're back in 15 seconds. Jeffrey goes, oh, I got to go to the bathroom now.
This one's on me. I asked him. When Charlie's here, he usually keeps track of what we're talking. He logs what we've been talking about. And since he's not here, I'll do that. And I got distracted and haven't been doing it today. So I said, hey, Jeffrey, what all have we talked about this morning? And he proceeded to tell me all the stuff that he wanted to talk about, but never got into. Yeah. So really? What was the Lyndon Baines Johnson reference that you wanted to do that you never got into?
Rover made a comment regarding Snitz having, you know, like, you know, how Snitz likes to binge watch a lot of TV shows, that he would have multiple TV screens or multiple screens to watch.
Yeah.
And I say, well, President Johnson used to do that during his time in office, to watch all three news networks. And Elvis Presley copied that idea for Graceland.
Twice.
Your favorite president, Lyndon Staines Johnson?
No, he's not my favorite president, because during the time he was president of the United States, I wasn't born yet. I wasn't even a sperm during the time he was the president of the United States.
All right. Well, put that in the. You got to put that in the show description.
Yeah, that's why it'd definitely be in there for sure. Thanks, dude.
Oh man. Who knows Azalea Banks?
I've heard the name before.
I've heard the name too, but I don't know exact. I don't know much about Azalea Banks.
Does
I know
she rap.
She's like a rapper. I just remember when Iggy Azalea came out, remember that song Fancy? Like,
oh, sure, it was huge.
5-6 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer now. Azalea Banks was angry at Iggy Azalea for A, having sucky raps, but B, ripping off her name, I think, is the story. So I don't know much about Azalea Banks. Does anyone?
No.
Snitz?
No,
not that much.
Well, apparently.
This is the only clean song I could find at first.
This was on the radio?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Every other song has an E next to it, so this is the only one that's not a Christmas song.
I thought she had one hit song. One song made it.
Well, Charlie must like her. He has one of her songs thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
212, I believe.
212. Oh, who can forget that hit? Well, Azalea Banks, her cat died last year. The cat's name was Lucifer. And she went on Instagram Live. I haven't watched the video. But she went on Instagram Live with another guy. And she went out in the backyard and dug this dead cat up and tried to bring it to life.
What?
And then she digs up. I have the video here. I haven't played it yet. Charlie is out today. So normally the way that it works is I put a thing in and then he grabs the video. And if there's any thing that has to be bleeped out, he'll bleep it out. So I don't know if this needs to be bleeped out. She deleted the post.
Oh, really?
Shortly after it went up. But it was screen grabbed, and this was in the newspaper, The Sun. And so she goes out in the backyard. She digs the dead cat up. It was buried in a plastic bag. She brings it inside. She takes it out of the plastic bag, and she puts the dead cat in a pot of boiling water.
No.
Why?
I don't know.
And this is real? This is her dead cat?
Well, you know, let's...
You're going to show it?
This is the video that I have here.
I want
to
see this.
Oh, my God.
There's a bag.
I think they blurred this out.
The cat is in the bag.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's that?
That's her boiling it, I guess. Oh, I don't know why they've blurred this out.
Just like in her kitchen? Like in a witch's brew? She's just stirring it around.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, it's got to smell.
I guess the sun has taken it upon themselves to blur this out for us, but so I can't really see anything about that.
You want but the raw video?
At that point, have you seen it?
I saw a clip. It was kind of hard to tell.
It's probably not going to be bleeped out, so I couldn't get any audio from it.
Yeah.
Is that friggin' disgusting
that
or what?
That lady is insane. I've always heard this lady's crazy. All the feud she gets in, every time I see her in the news, it's over some feud or some comment. This, though, beats everything, trumps everything.
But don't you think, I mean, if you're doing this kind of stuff, is she mentally ill?
Yes. Yeah, she's on something.
Because this is not normal. Could you imagine going out into your backyard and digging up Spocky, dude?
No.
Your dead dog?
No.
And then boiling Spocky's remains?
No. I mean, I am curious what he looks like because he's in a tub.
It's going to be bones.
But I mean, but I don't know. Like, I'm curious, but I never in a million years ever would do that. And then if she was doing it, why delete it? Why'd she delete it?
Because the hate of saying, what are you doing?
See, you can get away with a lot of stuff, but once you get animals involved, people are like...
Yeah, that's so secret. Yeah.
You could do anything. You could punch a guy in the face 20 times and people wouldn't care. You look at an animal the wrong way. Oh, people get all riled up about it. Seneca in Virginia Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Seneca.
Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I just want to let you guys talk about the cat thing. The reason she did that is because she's moving home and she doesn't want to leave the remains of her cat there. And so she dug the cat up and boiled it to remove all the hair and skin and things of that nature. So she can take the bones with her, such as the same thing as people doing, like taxidermy.
Oh, yeah, exactly like the same thing. Come on, that's... is this what she said after the fact? Maybe that's what she was indeed doing. That's still not a normal thing to do.
No. It has dates back to like hoodoo and voodoo things like that. Like if you watch the videos afterwards, she has like altar type thing set up where she has sticks and things like that in a bucket and then the cat's skull and it has roots in the hoodoo and voodoo world.
Yes, you mix three things here, Rover.
Yes.
The cat's skull.
Mm-hmm.
This Veuve champagne.
Oh, Veuve champagne. Okay.
And Chanel No. 5 perfume. Uh-huh. Those three things you combine into this witch's pot.
Oh, you mean ancient voodoo recipe, right? Yeah. Chanel No. 5. Oh, yeah.
That's the three things.
And she boiled everything off to get the bones? She boiled this...
I'm going to send it to you, Robert. It's just you can see the skull.
Why not do that at the
beginning?
Yeah. If your cat dies, why not have a taxidermist do that? Why bury it in the backyard and then decide later you're going to go out there and dig it up and boil it off? I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think this chick is disturbed, personally. Seneca, thank you. I appreciate it. Wow, Dumb's screening phones and playing more sound effects than Charlie.
New ones. I've never heard that one
before. Yeah, it's a little witch's brew bubbling up there.
Do you want to see the skull?
No.
Sure, send it to Snitz.
Snitz, okay.
Is it a video or a picture?
Video.
A video? Oh, let's send it.
50 seconds.
Send it to me, I guess. I don't know.
I sent it to you and I'm due Snitz too.
I never have my email open up over here.
Can you handle this, Snitz?
No. What, the dead cat?
Getting boiled, yeah.
I mean, it's dead.
It's a dead cat. It's not like it's a live cat being boiled. I wouldn't want to see that.
No.
Let me see here.
Yeah, I buried my cat at my parents' house and actually have like a little wooden casket I put it into, and I put it into the ground. But I would never...
If they moved?
No, it's in the ground. Why would I ever... It's settled. Why would I bring that up?
Right.
Well, you want to take it with you.
For what?
Theater? You want to save the bones.
Should I take my grandma and dig her up if I move to Texas or something? Because I don't want to keep her here?
Did you put anything in the casket? Like, I put food and pictures.
Not food, because then another animal will smell that, dig that up to get to the food, and then...
But if he's hungry, I put a blanket in case he got cold. I put a bunch of his favorite toys I put in there.
I put like a toy, a brush.
A picture of you so he doesn't forget you.
No.
Here's the... this is what you sent to me here.
Okay.
Dater.
This shows more. It's not blurred out.
It's not blurred out, this one? So no. They dig the... Now, it's probably not bleeped out, so I can't play the audio. So
I don't know.
They pull up... It's like a bag here.
And she's...
There's the... I mean, that's just goop. It looks like tar that she's
watching.
That's
boiling.
Disgusting.
But there you can see what's that. That white thing.
Is that a skull?
Yep.
Oh, Dieter.
No, I didn't do it. She did it.
That smell.
When it comes up, you can see the teeth and everything.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting. I mean, this is just bizarre. I guess it's probably nothing illegal or anything like that, but...
Then what do you do with that pot, that spoon that was touching a dead cat, the smell in the house? That's not just going to go away immediately.
Yeah, what are you going to eat off that spoon or something?
Use that
to cook your spaghetti?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the... I remember cooking... I had to boil bull nuts one time.
What?
For something on the show.
Oh,
I had to boil bull's nuts. The Rocky Mountain oysters, actual bull testicles. My house stunk for a month after that. And I mean, you guys say it smells already, but man, it's this weird, earthy... smell. If anybody's ever been in the birth of a kid, it's very similar to that smell. Oh. Just this earthy...
Is there a smell? I actually...
When a kid's born?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I don't mean... like it's not necessarily a bad smell. It's just the inside of body smell. It's just this weird... You can't explain it really other than unless you've smelled it. It's a little similar to that coppery... smell you're talking about.
Well, I remember. Do you remember our old program director? We had a guy who used to work on the show. His name was Lunchbox. We're going back way back now. We had a program director who was a woman, and she was pregnant, and she was going into labor, and Lunchbox drove her to the hospital in the back seat of his car, and her water broke in the back seat, and. So about a month later, I got into that car. He drove me somewhere. I go, oh, my God, dude, what is it? What's this smell? I go, there's like a dead animal in here or something. He goes, no, it's that back seat where water broke. The smell never went away. Yeah. I go, oh, my God. He had to get rid of that car. It's like that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, it never went away.
It was so gross, wasn't it?
And if you sit in it, it then kind of goes on to
transfers
you.
Transfers to you.
Yeah. That was nasty. I think he didn't even pour a bunch of stuff on it to get it to go away. Bleach, vinegar, everything. Nothing.
He did, yeah. Wow. Listen to this. Sound effects, almost like layering sound effect upon sound effect.
A little layering happened.
In Denmark, they apparently have launched a television's children's show about a man with a giant penis. What? It's an animated series, and the guy's name is John Dillermand. He has a huge schlong, which there you can maybe see. There it is. There he is grilling.
With his penis?
Yeah, this is a children's television show, apparently. This is not a joke.
That's weird.
This photo, the still from this cartoon is he's in his backyard. He's wearing like the old-timey bathing suit that you might have in the 1900s or something, or 1800s, I guess. In the 1800s. It's striped like a bathing... whatever they would call that. And so he, his penis is coming out. What would you say? That's about a 20-foot penis, would you say, Dieter?
At least.
And it's hanging out. Now, it also, thankfully, is not flesh-colored. It also, apparently, is wrapped in the bathing suit material. And he is pouring something onto the grill. So he's holding like a bottle of something, pouring it onto the grill.
Is it lighter fluid?
Yeah, maybe lighter fluid with his penis. I don't know why you'd be pouring lighter fluid on top of the sausages that you're cooking.
Well, but you don't want to burn off your eyebrows. You got to stand far away from it.
Ah.
It's funny.
Now, critics are complaining about this show. And, you know, a lot of times these critics are complaining about, you know, something. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, this is terrible. This is weird.
Very weird.
This show is aimed at 4 to 8 year olds. It's 4 to 8 year olds is what this
ask and go, mommy, what is this? Is that his tail? Like, it's not his tail, right? And there's
no, I think they even mention in the show that it's his penis.
Okay.
He has an extremely large penis. In the animated series for children, his penis performs rescue operations. It does artwork, hoists a flag, steals ice cream from children even. The story is that this man has a penis which is out of control. And his long penis gets him into trouble because it almost has a mind of its own.
What a great message for young boys. Keep your penis under control.
Yeah.
And that's what critics are saying. They're saying, is this really a good message to show to children that this guy has a penis that he can't control? And the creators of the series and the television network, they say, well, no, this is great because his penis always gets him into trouble, but he learns from it and he, you know, grows, no pun intended, from learning. He always does the right thing, is what they say. In the end, he always does the right thing.
I would not let my kid watch that.
I mean, I know they have different norms in Europe. You know, you can watch TV and you'll have bare-breasted women on regular TV there.
Well, probably even more. Probably Bush.
But, I mean, this is just strange.
Absolutely.
And Diller is a Danish slang for penis.
Oh.
So his name is Penis Man.
Oh.
His last name.
John Penis Man. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Now, there is a clinical psychologist out there named Erla Heinesen-Hofstede, who says that she believes opponents of the show are overthinking things. She says John Dillermond talks to children and shares their way of thinking, and kids, they find genitals funny, so that would draw them to this show. And the show depicts a man who is impulsive, who's not always in control of his penis and makes mistakes, but crucially, he always makes it right and takes responsibility for his actions. For instance, when a woman on the show tells him he should keep his penis in his pants, he listens, which is nice, she says. Oh, how nice. Oh, you should keep your penis in your pants. Oh, okay. And then you agree to it, and you're wow, what a nice guy he is for keeping it in his pants. Should we make an animated series about Jeffrey, who's in there hovering?
Yes.
No thanks.
Like about the time you were getting a ride home from a woman, he just whipped it out?
It.
Out.
No, I don't think so.
I got the intro for that show here. I don't know, Snitz, can you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it a song that goes with it?
Full screen. And play.
Love it! John.
So there he is riding his bike. Oh my God, it's this giant penis. Look at this. I mean, he's using his penis as a pogo stick.
He got caught on a bus.
He's fighting a lion with his penis. There he is floating on balloons with his penis. That is friggin' weird. Away?
Did you see at the end? It just disappears. He's home.
He put
with
a bag
his
in
wife.
His pants.
Then he retracts it back into his body. Oh, wow. I'd watch that. It's kind of funny.
The new Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Go Gadget Penis.
That is insane. Wow.
I picked my kid up, and on TV was there. I guess you remember the old Adam West Batman and Robin series? They had a movie, and the movie's been on regular TV. And it's so cheesy. I mean, it's so funny to watch.
Talking about they use the anti-shark spray. That movie's great.
It's crazy to see.
Is that where he's hanging from the helicopter?
Yes, I love that movie. That movie's great.
So she comes in from home, and she's washing her hands. And she's like, Mom, what are you watching? Because they have these tights and these little swimsuits, but they're packing in there. And she's like, Mom, you can see their thing. Like, I'll change the channel.
Dushy was trying to show me something yesterday with Dr. Ian, who comes on the show a lot. He's the host of The Doctors now. He apparently was doing a workout video in some sort of white sweatpants, and he's going down. I don't know if he's doing squats or what, but apparently just flopping around left and right. And Dushy's like, he did that on purpose, right?
Yes, he knew what he was doing. It's a good look.
Dr. Dillerman.
Oh, he's hot.
Where is that one? Send that to me.
I don't know how to send you Dr. Ian.
We do have the shizzy coming up, the news in just a moment. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Did you send that to me, Dizzy? I'll play it when we come back. Fire up RMG TV. You can watch for free at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We'll be right back. Hang on.
From Ask Cleveland, an iHeart Radio station. You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeart Radio. This is MMS. Come for the pain. Stay for the laughs. Stick around and you'll never believe what'll happen next. Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
We're going to tell you some of the highlights for the CES show for 2021. We had talked to Dan Costa yesterday during Tech Tuesday. So some of the new items have been unveiled, and there's some really cool stuff. I'll talk about it next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. This is the video that Dougie was... This is probably the most action she's gotten, Dieter.
It is!
Oh, she had to masturbate to this, right?
I did not.
I think she probably did. This is Dr. Ian. He posted this video on Instagram. She goes, did you see this? I go, no, I'm not.
So good.
That's stalking Dr. Ian on Instagram.
Totally do.
And she goes, look at these pants that he's wearing. And so I'm watching, and I go, okay, so he's just wearing some white sweatpants. Big deal. And don't. Now, you can look at the first thrust, Dieter. You can look at the second thrust.
Oh, yeah.
It's the third thrust that...
So I got to count the pumps?
That's right. You ready?
Yep.
There you go.
One.
Whoa.
Watch the crotch area.
Two. Oh, man.
Like he's getting aroused just working out.
Well, he's doing like dumbbell deadlifts, but he's really... thrusting forward when it comes to the
pelvis
top.
Thrust. Yeah, it's really locking
out.
God, and Dushy's like, he must have known he's flopping around his junk, right?
Of course.
I said, I don't know, Dush.
It is zoomed in right there.
You don't think so?
You're just horny, I think, Dush.
Dude, he's hot.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Midwestern Pet Foods expanded their recall of certain pet food products because of the potentially fatal levels of aflatoxin. After more than 70 dogs have died and 80 were sickened from consuming the product. So this is something that you definitely need if you have dogs and their pet foods. You need to look at this product. The company is recalling all their pet food products containing corn that was manufactured in the company's Oklahoma manufacturing plant and has an expiration date on or before July 9th.
What brand is this?
Midwestern Pet Foods. Okay. So please look into that because it could be dangerous for your pet. This is something for you, Rover. Some of the new things that were unveiled during the CES show. It's all virtual because, of course, the pandemic. But this is something that I thought you would absolutely love. It's a new device that was showcased that can whip up frozen treats just like the Keurig does for coffee. It's called the Cold Snap.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks and works just like the popular coffee
you
makers.
You are kidding me. Look at this thing.
It features pods that you place into the little slot, and it creates a cold serve, like a soft serve ice cream.
Oh, that's dangerous for you, Robert.
Oh, my God.
This is the best invention ever. Do not buy this for me, B2, because I would be eating this nonstop.
That's like a TCBY or what are Menchie's in your house.
Your own home.
Yes. Yeah.
Who would ever leave the house?
Wow. Yep.
I wouldn't even be able to fit out the door after a month. God.
They say that it's going to undergo a smaller beta test or a launch later this year, and then they're going to fully launch in 2022. Prices have yet to be finalized, but the machine is expected to cost between $500 and $1,000, and then the pod of the ice cream, about $3 each.
Oh, man.
Oh, they make a killing off of that.
That looks
good.
You have
to keep buying the pods over and over again.
Right.
Kind of like subscription, coffee. Yeah.
Right. Subscription service, yeah.
Right. I don't understand. One thing I love, espresso. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
Those little shots?
I love it. I love espresso. Oh. I went to look to see how much like a one-touch espresso maker is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $1,500.
Oh, my God. Are you
serious? I couldn't believe that the cheapest much? One I could find was $400. I was blown away. Unless you want to like do the tamping and putting the thing on and cranking it and use the pressure and all that, it's super expensive. I was blown away. Just go to Starbucks.
What does it cost at Starbucks?
Same thing, probably, just over time.
Yeah.
Just make an installment plan for Starbucks.
You'd get that plain or you add that to something?
It depends on the drink you get. I mean, some of them are espresso based. Some of them you get regular coffee and add it. There's a lot of different stuff you could do with it.
Isn't it over like in 1 second? It's just a little shot. It's like two sips.
Well, I get an Americano where you get multiple and then some hot water in it.
So it is like a full-size cup of coffee.
Yeah, but it's multiple shots. I get extra shots.
Jeez, dude, your heart's going to explode.
I drank the other day 18 shots throughout the show.
No. What? Yeah. No, that's a record.
I swear to God, I bought 3 Americanos because I was really it was Sunday night, or this was Monday because I was
that's impossible.
Exhausted from the football game. I bought...
We've cracked the code. This is why Dumb's so irritable. He's drinking too much caffeine.
I'm not that caffeine sensitive. I've already had 2 today. I've had 12 shots already today.
Wow.
I just brewed another pot of coffee.
Wait, how much is one shot the caffeine equivalent to, like...
I don't know. I did the math one day, and it really wasn't... It's about the... I'm drinking about a pot of coffee. The same amount. So, when I do the 12, 18 is probably a little much, but I needed it that day.
All right, go on, Dougie.
Some of the other products that were unveiled. This is pretty cool for women that are into makeup. L'Oreal, they have a $300 lipstick mixer. It's called Perso. And it uses artificial intelligence to identify a color and mixes it at home for you, which is kind of weird. L'Oreal is also pushing a shower head that they say saves 80% more water at the hair salon by shrinking the droplets to be more efficient. And then a razor face mask. It's razors known for their colorful gaming accessories, and they announced a concept design for an N95 face mask, which caught the attention of a lot of people because of the glowing lighting effects. It can flash different colors and vent air out. It also includes a disinfecting UV light, and the company also debuted a gaming chair concept. So they're doing a lot. I think I just bought, or Santa bought, Razer LED lights. For the holidays. So now they're doing a face mask. And speaking of a face mask, what do you think about this? This is kind of crazy. A company has developed a washable fabric face mask that doubles as a Bluetooth headset. The mask phone from Binatone costs about $50, and it features a Bluetooth headset inside, allowing users to speak to people on the phone without that annoying mask muffled sound. The mask also comes with earbuds, and there are buttons for playing, pausing, and controlling the volume. The headset supposedly lasts for 12 hours, so technically, eventually, you're going to have to charge your mask. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. How do you wash your mask?
With the tech, I don't know. Maybe it's removable? I don't know. I thought that was kind of bizarre. On-demand Girl Scout cookies, they have arrived. Girl Scout cookie sales are going to look a little bit different this year, obviously. The conditions aren't right for them to sell door-to-door or the tables outside of grocery stores. So they've partnered with Grubhub, and they'll deliver cookies for the first time ever. You'll also be able to use Grubhub to order the cookies if you want to pick them up. The Browns' first postseason win in 26 years delivered huge ratings for NBC. The primetime matchup between the Browns and the Steelers drew almost 25 million viewers.
Wow.
Making it the most watched primetime show since the Super Bowl last February. So it was a big, big deal.
Of all the games, of all the TV shows, this is the biggest watched, most watched show since the Super Bowl.
Primetime matchup between the Browns drew 25 million. The game also set a record as NBC's most streamed non-Super Bowl NFL game ever, with average minute audience of 1 million viewers across their digital, their platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. And finally, your boy Bruce Willis is in the news. He was asked to put on a mask at a Los Angeles Rite Aid this week, but he refused to. And he was walking around like, it's so weird to see pictures. He's got a bandana on.
There's got to be a reason for it. Did he just take it down for a second? He's not by anybody.
He walked away without making a purchase, and he was inside the store, and people became upset when he wasn't wearing the mask, despite having that tied around his neck. And he's been in quarantine a lot during the pandemic.
So he just refused to wear a mask, and they kicked him out.
They asked him to leave the store. Yep, there you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
There's a deep web. There's a dark web.
Part of the internet
where anything goes.
And then there's roverradio.com.
Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering.
Okay,
what is
it? Peter, did he see how dejected Ben Roethlisberger was after that game?
Did you see him crying?
Yeah, sitting on the bench. It was weird. After the game, he's just sitting on the bench. Going to the locker room, he's just like tears coming down. It was the most awkward
Maybe he's
going to
retire. Maybe he knows that he's going to retire.
I think he's thinking about that.
When I caught the game, they were already up 14-10. So I decided to watch the rest of the game to see if
Say that again. Say that.
I said when the Browns were I missed the beginning of the game.
Yeah. Right.
So I started watching the game when the Browns were already up 14-10, 14-0.
Oh, you said 10.
Well, my mistake. 14-0, and I thought, okay. My belief was at that point the Browns got this. I said, let's hope you don't screw up and then cause the Steelers to come back and win. Because there was a game, I think, back in, I can't remember what year it was, but we had a commanding lead over the Steelers, and the Steelers managed to come back.
Right. Jeffrey, okay, all right, so enough about that. Let's get into, how's Mary Elizabeth? She was in the hospital. She was sent there on Sunday, I believe. Via ambulance. She apparently claimed that she was had a seizure. What's the update?
Well, actually, it was Saturday night that she went in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Saturday night?
Yeah, because that was when we got back from our trip.
Yeah, they're on a road trip. And why not drive straight to the hospital? Why go home?
Well, one is, if I drove her straight to the hospital, then I have to drive all the way back home, then I have to come all the way back down to visit where she's at.
It's just much easier to have the ambulance come pick her up, Dieter.
Right, it's free.
It's, I mean, you're paying for it, but it's free for me. Go
Wait,
on.
How come he doesn't get billed for that? Because of the situation?
Yeah, he probably will possibly get billed, but I don't think he pays it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
No, I paid the last bill.
How much was the last one?
About $400. Oh, that's already been paid. That was like years ago.
All right. So you didn't want to take her directly to the hospital. So you're driving back on this road trip. Where'd you go on the road trip?
Versailles, Ohio.
Okay. How far away is that from here?
I would say about 3 hours.
3 hours.
At least.
at least, but because you guys take the back roads.
What city?
Well, it's Versailles, Ohio. It's in Dark County. D-A-R-K-E.
Fart,
how you spell it.
Fart County. Okay, so you're in Fart County, and then you drive all the way back for hours.
What were they visiting?
My wife seems to watch this YouTube thing called Days with Jordan Lyon, where he goes all over the country and he visits all kinds of interesting places to her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find grave sites that interesting, to be honest with you. She wanted to see Annie Oakley's burial site.
Annie Slokley.
So you go down there, you visit the gravesite, mm-hmm. Annie Oakley's gravesite. Then you get back in the car, you drive up, and on the way home, she's having a seizure?
We don't know what it was. She said it was like, she was fine from most of the way back home.
Yeah.
When we got as far as between Medina and Strongsville is when it started kind of like starting up.
Okay, and what did she say to you at that point?
Trembling and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe if I got her home, she could relax, maybe it'll subside.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept going. So she calls the Cleveland Clinic nurse on call, which is the 800 number, and it's toll free.
Mm-hmm.
Tells them what's going on. And they said, they advised her to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
Which they have to do.
They have to do. I mean, she kind of knows that once you call that number. Right.
They're never going to say, just go lay down, take a Tylenol. They have to cover their ass and say, call 911 right
correct.
Now.
Correct. Correct. Okay, so then you call 911?
Correct.
And you say what?
And I just tell them, I just said, I need, they go, 911, what's your emergency? I just give them my address, and they said, I need medics at such and such address.
When you call 911, do they answer, hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
No.
Hello, Mr. LaRoque. How's Mary Elizabeth today?
It's been a day or two since we talked to you, Mr. LaRoque. How's it going there? What do we need?
No, they didn't do that.
Okay, so you said, I need an ambulance?
Correct.
Okay, so they send an ambulance out.
They ask why? They go, what's the situation?
They didn't really ask why the situation was.
No. They know. I mean, they there must be a history that pops up.
Yep.
And so they go, oh, ambulance run, ambulance run, ambulance run. They see just scrolling across their screen. They just go, okay.
Let's go.
They probably have like a short code that they use to...
What's wrong?
To dispatch the ambulance to Jeffrey's house.
Abbreviation?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you mad? Nobody even interrupted you.
Come on, Jeffrey. All right, snap out of it. So they dispatch the ambulance to your house. When they get there, what happens? Do they come inside? Does she walk down getting the ambulance? Or do they have to do the whole routine where they have that pop-up bed with the wheels?
Yeah. The gurney. What is that Jeffrey, noise in there?
We're asking questions.
Is that your stomach growling?
No, it's the percolator going.
But, okay, so...
Stump's making coffee.
Yeah, what do they do?
I was about to explain to you. They come in the house. Of course, they didn't bring a stretcher in the house. I explained to the medics, you know, what Mary Elizabeth explained to me. And they take her vitals.
Yeah.
She was able to... She was kind of like... She, with assistance, she was able to walk down, you know, to where the stretcher was at the bottom of the stairs of the house. And they roll into the ambulance. They do some more stuff there. And then they take her.
Do you go in?
What do you mean, did I go in?
The ambulance with her?
No, because of COVID.
SmackDown was on, so...
I wasn't watching SmackDown.
Okay.
So, real funny, dude.
But you
SmackDown's
live with...
on Friday nights, not Saturday.
Okay.
I taped it!
So they don't let you ride in the ambulance. Okay.
Of course, my kids were there.
Your kids are 20 and 18.
I understand that, Douchey, but still.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're old enough to have an orgy. Why can't they?
Vehicle.
Can't be left home alone with strangers you met from Facebook 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so.
You get in your car and you drive to the hospital?
How long after that they take her? Do you go to the hospital? You go back inside, you get the kids, you go immediately?
I go back inside, I comfort the kids, let her know, look, everything's okay. She's going to be taken to Fairview. She was taken to Fairview Hospital. And she wasn't taken to Lakewood where they would normally go, but they took her directly to Fairview.
Okay, so then what do you guys do? You and the kids, do you get in the car and go down there, or do you wait till the next day?
We wait till the next day.
I understand. So your wife taken away in the ambulance that night, and you... What do you do the rest of the night then? At home?
At the, you know, we went to bed and I called up early in the, you know, early the next morning to see how everything's going.
Yeah.
And they when I went to visit her, they had her hooked up to what's called an EEG machine.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they were looking at her brain activity.
Mm-hmm. Was there?
Yeah, that's what the EEG is. It looks at your brain activity.
Yeah, they wanted to monitor her brain activity because it's the same. Because after
was it active?
After the ambulance left, I about 15-20 minutes after a couple hours later, I got a call from a stroke doctor because they think that could have been just guessing.
God,
did I observe anything that would have been the signs of a stroke, like slurred speech, weakness in the one side of your body, your face drooping, that kind of stuff?
Uh-huh.
Is that what
I said? No, I did not observe anything of that nature.
Okay, so then all right, so she's in there all day on Sunday.
Yeah,
and even Sunday night.
And they went and did an MRI on her yesterday.
Where?
It was Monday.
Wait, oh, yesterday was Tuesday?
Yesterday was Tuesday.
Okay, so hold on. So she spent Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night in the hospital?
Correct.
Okay, so then they do an MRI yesterday, and what are the results?
I take that back. It was the MRI was done late Monday.
Okay.
They didn't release her because I hadn't gotten the results back.
Okay.
Is she still in there?
No, I was talking to her on the phone. I was a combination of when I visited her on Monday, and I also talked to her on the phone.
Okay, so she gets... So they released her on Tuesday, is what you're telling
yesterday.
Me? Yesterday. Okay, yesterday. Now, what were the results of the MRI?
According to her, the MRI came back normal. So I was able to release her.
Wait, what'd they do it on? Her head? The MRI.
Where else do you think they do an MRI if they're talking about the brain here?
I don't know. She had her heart.
I didn't know if she was doing it on her chest. She had trouble breathing. I didn't know where she was doing it.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know where they did the exact MRI. The situation was on her head.
Okay. So it's completely normal. And then she comes home yesterday.
Fine.
Yeah, totally
fine. Did they give her any pills or medicine?
Yeah, she was just tired.
Yeah. That's it?
But the actual diagnosis was she had uncontrollable fluctuations in both her blood pressure and her heartbeat.
Gas? Uncontrollable flatulation?
Fluctuation.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong family member. The diagnosis.
Now, somebody just called and they didn't want to go on the air. They are speculating that Mary Elizabeth is calling ambulances because she doesn't want to wait in the waiting room. This is her way to avoid the wait because she knows they're going to put actual, quote, emergencies in front of her. And they're going to be sitting there.
Uh-huh.
So this is her. The people in the ambulance apparently, I guess, get moved right to the front and right to a room. So this might be her way of getting into the hospital quickly and avoiding any of the waiting room.
What's wrong with the waiting room? What's her fear?
Sucks. Have you ever sat in a waiting room? Especially at a city hospital. You're there for hours.
I know, but it seems almost like she would enjoy that, though, right? Doesn't it?
No, she can't
control it to YouTube and watch, you know, Travels with Jason Jones or whatever.
I thought she would just enjoy watching the comings and goings of the emergency room. And what did you have anything planned that you were going to do on Sunday, Jeffrey? You?
No. I just stayed home with the kids.
It's strange. I mean, a complete recovery, MRI completely normal. Had she been watching anything on Saturday? Any medical shows?
Not that I know of, because we were gone pretty much all day.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say there could have been there was one little hiccup on this trip.
What's that?
Regarding my car, but that's been resolved.
Oh,
but it has to be looked at.
Okay, hold on. Let me take a break, and you can tell me about that little hiccup when we come back. 866 Yo Rover is our number. 866-967-6837. I also want to tell you about. I didn't get to it yesterday, but. An interesting story about talk radio. I've blamed talk radio for some things recently. And I'll tell you what one company who owns a bunch of radio stations is doing about talk radio. I'll tell it to you in just a moment. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Number one for podcasting. Hub can predict what you want to watch. Well, here's your answer.
I learned the algorithm from Rover.
Listen and learn. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Dude, yo.
Yo.
Doozy, what's up?
Good morning.
Rover, I got this all figured out, man.
Yes.
Jeffrey's wife, they went to that gravesite, right?
Annie Oakley's gravesite, that's correct.
Annie Oakley. She's possessed, man.
Mary Elizabeth is possessed by Annie Oakley's ghost.
Seizures, man, that's one of those causes for possession, isn't it?
Wow.
I think we need to see what Jeffrey has to say about
Jeffrey,
that,
is it possible Mary Elizabeth is possessed by the ghost of Annie Oakley?
No. Nice try, you amateur paranormal investigator.
Michael in Palm Bay, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Rover. Good morning, crew.
Hey, man.
Well, I was just intrigued to call. Dumb said that somebody called up and didn't want to be on the radio, maybe thinking that Mary Elizabeth was just using the ambulance as her, basically, chauffeur. My mother, back in 2013, she had suffered a myocardial infarction and passed away. So when I got down, because I'm about 3 hours north of where Miami is at, or Hialeah.
Yeah.
So I was just dumbfounded. My mom was 51 years old.
What is it?
So I asked the doctor.
What? Heart attack.
I'm sorry?
Go on, Michael. Yes.
So I asked the doctor what was going on. You know, I've gotten several different stories and this and that. Well, he told me that the mayor of Hialeah passed an ordinance stating that if a patient is adamant they want to be transported to the hospital via the ambulance to transport them no matter what. And because of that ordinance, the ambulance took an hour to get to my mother. Now, granted, had they gotten there 7 minutes or whatever, 2 minutes, who knows if she still would have been alive, but certainly an hour without having any kind of proper medical attention didn't really help her cause.
Yeah, you know, Jeffrey, do you ever think about those sorts of things? Like, when Mary Elizabeth takes these ambulance rides, which are about once a month, you know, maybe that ambulance might be needed for someone who is having a heart attack or shot or something like that. I mean, you could have driven her to the hospital.
I wanted to drive her to the hospital, but apparently the nurse on call insisted that she, you know, that we'd call the medics.
What's quicker?
That's because when you call and tell them you're having a heart attack or a seizure, that's their standard. They have to say that. They just have to say that.
And I wanted to take her, but she insisted. I argued with that for a minute, and I was like, I said I could take her. I could, you know, you get there quicker. You don't have to wait for the minute, you know. But I just wasn't, you know. At that point, she kind of won that argument.
Did you have plans to go out Saturday night?
No, I had no plans to go out Saturday night. I just wanted to avoid having the ambulance in front of the house with all the lights on.
That's a very interesting question. I think you might be onto something there. You had no plans to go out on Saturday night? Nothing?
No. No plans.
You stayed home?
Yeah, I stayed with the kids.
We've discovered an alarming pattern to Mary Elizabeth's ambulance rides. When Jeffrey is out of town with us, or Jeffrey has some big night planned with the Poon Posse or whoever, Mary Elizabeth ends up in the hospital.
Yeah.
So what happened? So you're on this road trip, you and the family visiting Annie Oakley's grave.
Well, Mary Elizabeth, the main reason we took this trip was because, one, Mary Elizabeth doesn't like being cooped up in the house. I figure, okay, well, why not? Because, one, I'm out and about, but I'm with the family.
Yeah.
So all right, spending time with them.
Yeah.
So I don't see what's wrong in that.
No one said anything.
What would you rather have me do? Rather have me spend time with the family or doing something crazy?
No one's saying anything's wrong with it. So you go out on this road trip. You said that there was a problem with your car.
Correct.
What happened?
Well, it wasn't a big problem, but it could have been a big problem.
All right. What was it?
So we were making our way home, and we stopped off to get work to refuel the car, and we were in Bellefontaine, Ohio, in Logan County.
Okay.
And Mary was like, this is the thing, like, the only reason why she likes to see around, and I've explained this before, she likes, like, kind of like driving through small towns and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. So you didn't take the freeway then, right? Because it's 4 hours on the freeway. How long is it without the freeway?
Could have been, well, we eventually, when we drove through Mary and we picked up Interstate 71 and headed home.
Okay. So 4 hours.
But what I'm saying is like, when we were in Bellefontaine, we were getting gas.
Uh huh.
And we left the gas station, and all of a sudden, my oil light started coming out. Well, it flickered. It flickered.
Uh huh.
And I was like, oh crap, this can't be good. So luckily for me, there was another gas station about a block down the street, so I pulled into that because I wasn't taking chances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember what happened the last time when trip to Chicago?
What happened when you were on that trip to Chicago?
I forgot to change the oil of the car, and I put the wrong fluid in the wrong place.
What'd you put in what?
I believe I put the oil where the transmission fluid went, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
way,
transmission
the oil
fluid
went
in the
wrong
oil.
Ah, okay. So you didn't want a repeat of that.
Well, first of all, I didn't panic. So I pull over, I let the car sit for about 5 to 10 minutes to let all the oil settle into the pan so I can get an accurate check. I pull it out. It was low. So first thing I did was I went and bought 4 quarts of oil.
Uh-huh.
I was able to put the oil in the car.
Yeah.
In the right place. Right.
Okay.
And I kept an eye on that. Oh, I kept an eye on, you know, if that light were to come on. It didn't come on. Thank goodness. So we got home.
All right. So,
that was it. Now, when I had my oil change about 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks?
How could your oil be low already when you
oil? No. I had an oil change.
I know, but.
It should be topped off.
Wouldn't they? You'd have full oil.
Okay, you guys, I was about to explain that until you
all
brought
right,
it in.
Go on, yes.
When I had my oil changed done 2 weeks ago, when I first brought the car in, it was one of those drive-through places.
Yeah,
the one I always go to.
Like a 10-minute stop, yeah.
They indicated to me that when you first checked it before the change was, it was really low. But luckily, the light wasn't on. So he advised me to keep an eye after because for some reason my car is using oil and it shouldn't be. It's like it was burning because like this morning when I came in, I went to shut my car off. I got that burnt smell.
Oh. Yeah, jeez.
So I have to look into that.
How long ago did you buy this car?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was like back in March.
So no, I'd say
less than
6 months ago.
It was less than 6 months ago. I've not had problems with that car, but this because of course the car only had 131,000 miles on it when I got it.
Is there an oil leak like in the driveway?
No,
oil?
When they check for stuff like that, they said there were no leaks.
Then where the hell's all the oil going? You just got to change it. It's already low.
It's
again.
Burning. He's got some sort of mix problem, and it's burning up oil.
Mm.
So that's got to be. So that's going to be looked into.
You got a crack in your manifold.
No, I don't think there's a crack in the manifold.
Who's gonna look at the car?
Huh?
Who's gonna look at the car?
I got a friend of mine that's gonna do that.
Oh boy,
Joe Mechanic.
Rather than go to a garage and the car sits for a week before I even look at it, I don't think so.
Doogie
said,
"He can
look at the car, diagnose the problem, we get the part, we fix the car, I'm back on the road."
Doogie and I arrived at work at the same time today. I get out of my car, she gets out of her car. We're walking up. Jeffrey pulls into the parking lot.
Oh, really?
It takes him 20 minutes to park because, you know, you can't just pull into a parking spot. He's got to pull forward, back in,
use that
backup camera.
Like these other knuckleheads with SUVs, they take up two parking spots. I want to make sure I'm taking up the one parking spot that I'm parking in.
I mean, I've never seen anything like this. It's like, you remember how when I used to dock my boat, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get right in there, right at the right. That's how Jeffrey parks his car. It takes just as long. And Doogie, as we're walking up, she goes, "My God, his car is so loud! It's making what did the noise sound like?"
Well, Doogie? I had heard that noise on Friday. I knew something was wrong on Friday because I got mad at Jeffrey when we left after the leftovers. I did some work, and then he takes his mask off in the hallway. He walks down to go to the bathroom, no mask on. And then exits the building. So I'm exiting at the same time as him. And I'm like, "Dude, you can't be walking around with no mask." So he leaves. I leave. he pulls out, and I'm like, uh-oh, he's got major car problems, because you can tell the sound was so loud.
What did it sound like?
Just like the car was going to fall apart.
Jeez, the engine's just going to drop right. out of it?
So it's interesting that I knew that on Friday, and yet he chose to go on a car trip hours away on yeah. Saturday.
Have you noticed anything with the sound of your car?
My car, I've not noticed any unusual sounds my car is making, especially coming from the engine.
Jeffrey, I mean, it's been going on at least since last Friday. You haven't heard it?
No, I haven't. I don't know what you're hearing.
Boyfriend X, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Boyfriend X.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Jeffrey, can I ask you what time the ambulance came to pick Mary Elizabeth up?
Pardon me?
What time did the ambulance come to pick Mary Elizabeth up at?
I was already at home. It was between 8:45, 9:15.
Oh! I live down the street from Jeffrey. We called for an ambulance for my boyfriend.
Nice try, dude. Nice effing try, dude.
I can
hear him. Nice try. Nice try, dude.
Oh, Jeffrey, I can't believe this.
Did he pass away? Oh, he's off the line. Wow. The ambulance was unable to attend to the man with a butt plug stuck in him.
Oh, I couldn't hear what he was saying. Jeffrey.
Perforated colon. Oh. Passed away. Your microphone's off. Yeah, your microphone's off.
Jeffrey, you know the on button? Hit it.
They've
collected that as evidence. Giant butt plug.
Way to go, Jeffrey. Wow,
that's the one that was removed from his dead body during the autopsy. You see that, Jeffrey?
Maybe K. Lover sodomized him and didn't realize it.
Smell it.
Exhibit A.
No, I ain't going to smell A-hole.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, Jeffrey, I'm glad Mary Elizabeth's health is okay, but the health of your car may be on the fritz. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, sounds to me. He did just get a $600 stimulus check. Maybe another new car is in the cards for
there's
Jeffrey.
One little problem with me getting another car, because prior to me getting this car, I was looking around for other cars, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at the fact that the payments were too high.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because I was willing to put a good amount of money down on the car, you know, for a down payment, but even though the payment's going to be over like close to $300, that's only because I ain't financed a car in 12 years.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think, I can't afford to finance a car right now.
I mean, how bad does this sound, dude? Should we send Dieter down and get some tape of this?
I'll listen to it. I can see what it sounds like.
Maybe during the next break, I can take some video of that.
Well, I got all the, and then every amateur car mechanic in here that thinks they know what they're doing is going to try and then scare the hell out of me, so.
No, we want to get it fixed cheaply.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that, Jeffrey. Thank you. There is a radio company, Cumulus Media. They are one of the largest radio companies in the country. I would say probably the, I don't know, maybe it says here in this article, the second largest radio station operator. Okay, all right.
We're first, they're second.
It must be.
Yeah.
Cumulus, they have an executive vice president named Brian Phillips. He sent out an email on Wednesday before the storming of the Capitol, and he sent out an email to all of their talk radio hosts saying, knock it off with the false theories that you have been telling your listeners about of election fraud. He writes, we need to help induce national calm now, in all caps. The election has been resolved. There are no alternative acceptable paths. If you transgress this policy, you can expect to separate from the company immediately. So
what are they saying?
They are saying to their talk radio hosts, who are primarily conservative talk radio hosts, Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, I don't know who that is. Never heard of that guy. Who have all been saying exactly the same thing, you know, just it is a conspiracy theory. The election fraud claims. There's no more election fraud that happened in this past election than in any other election in history. You saw in 60 Minutes Trump telling there's a lot of dead people that voted in Georgia. And the Secretary of State or the Attorney General, I forget who was it, the Secretary of State of Georgia said, yes, we investigated that. We found two.
Oh.
They go, 2,000? He goes, no, two dead people whose ballots were turned in. Out of the millions and millions and millions of votes cast, two dead people voted, which, by the way, happens in every election.
That's the ones they found, or they're saying they found.
They found two. They cross-referenced every single ballot.
Right.
Is that like election dead people voting? Because that was a thing that happened like when Kennedy got elected, right? There were a lot of allegations that a lot of dead Democrats voted, right? That was the big thing with that back then, I remember, and watching stuff about Kennedy. Has it that they've just not been able to let that go, and the conservatives or Republicans, because Kennedy was a Democrat, and it just seems like...
You talking about JFK?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It seems like the same argument.
The other President Kennedy did.
Right.
Well, you say he was watching it on TV during the time. I'm like, you know, we weren't alive. No,
watching stuff about Kennedy, because there's always a different... I don't know, I always seem to watch those when they're on for whatever reason. My mom was into them, so I seem to watch Kennedy stuff. But I'm just wondering, it seems like they've been holding on to that for so long, because I think there was some actual evidence that there was some election fraud back then, and it just seems like it's carried over and they just can't let it go, and that it's anytime they lose now, it's due to fraud.
Yeah,
it just can't be that
they've
lost.
I don't know if that's the reason, but they can cross-reference these things now with a computer. They can cross-reference the dead, the death records and the voter rolls. They can do that. And these talk radio hosts, I'm going to let you in on a secret. They don't believe this crap that they're peddling. They don't believe it. Do you want to know why they keep talking about this? Because it has an audience with this ultra right wing conservative base, and it makes them money. They figured out, oh, I can make money off of this. So this company, Cumulus, put this out and said, knock it off with this BS. And now everyone wants to boycott Cumulus now, because they say they're trying to censor free speech. Apparently people have forgotten what free speech is in the First Amendment. The First Amendment doesn't say a company cannot control restrictions on what their employees say. It's not a First Amendment issue, period. End of story.
Is it a breach of contract?
The First Amendment is that government will not infringe upon your free speech. And they're not. If Facebook bans someone, that's not a First Amendment issue. Because, why? The government doesn't run Facebook. That's a private company. They can do whatever the hell they want. Cumulus Media telling their talk show host, knock it off with the BS. Not a First Amendment issue. That's their employees.
But they're hired. That's the show that they hired. So if you're telling me now to change the entire show, what do you do?
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Okay.
I don't think that the show was hired to talk about conspiracy theories, these right-wing political people. They were, you know, there is some responsibility that is to be borne by these firebrand talk show hosts that just peddle this garbage. I'm really concerned about the brainwashing of America.
I don't think these people understand they're traitors. You're being a traitor at that point. If you can't accept the election...
They believe Mike Pence is a traitor. That's why they were going in there chanting, hang Mike Pence.
Well, all those people who I'm talking about in particular, the people want to label them as terrorists or this or that. You're traitors. You're the new Benedict Arnolds of our country, period.
Bernie in Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bernie.
Morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say about, they were talking about the dead electors and all that.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say, if they're saying, they said Georgia only found two and that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe Georgia.
But what about Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all the other states that they found dead people on the public record that voted?
It's probably about the same number of people.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It's public record. They have people that found it. They had over 2,005 people in Pennsylvania alone that voted that was dead.
Probably not true. I'm guessing you probably read that. Where did you read that, by the way? Or where did
it's
you...
It was on One American News. I think Ben Shapiro was on.
Okay, so hold on. So on the right-wing, fringe right-wing television network that embraces conspiracy theories, you heard something, and therefore it's fact.
Well, that's just like you're saying you're left-wing then, basically.
Okay, so why don't you watch Rachel Maddow and believe everything she says on MSNBC?
I don't, because I don't believe MSNBC.
Oh, why not?
Because they tell a lot of lies.
Oh, honestly. Gee, it's funny how that works, isn't it? When you... I mean, Bernie, don't you understand what you're saying? You're getting your information from a source that is not reliable and reputable. That's just a fact. OAN is not reliable and reputable. Period. End of story.
Yeah, but see, they don't just talk about just the right wing stuff. They talk about everything. Unlike this, you know, MSNBC.
That's not true. You will not, they do not, Bernie, they do not have, our 6 hours of our day are spent to liberal causes. They don't. OAN is a far right television network that is in the bag and supports Donald Trump. That's just a fact. It's not like, we're the Walter Cronkite of the era. That's just not, I mean,
hey. Well, do you believe in the whole Facebook thing is going after all the Republicans and that supported Trump? I don't think that's right, in my opinion. Nobody should be persecuted for being a Republican.
No one is being persecuted for being a Republican.
They are.
Half of the country is Republican. Do you know who's being persecuted? When you are on Facebook calling for people to storm the Capitol and hang Mike Pence, that's who's being persecuted.
No. What about the whole, you should have the right to freedom of speech.
What did I just explain to you? Your freedom of speech, hold on, Bernie, you explain freedom of speech, the First Amendment to me. What does it say? What's it all about?
It's about freedom of speech.
And?
You know, being able to say what you want to say, as long as you're not hurting anybody. You know, the whole hate speech thing, anybody can say hate speech, I don't like you. Well, that's hate speech.
Bernie, so hold on. You're employed, you hold a job, I'm guessing, right? What do? You don't have to tell me where you work, but what do?
I do maintenance.
Okay. So at the company where you do maintenance, could you walk in there today and just start telling everyone, I hate Jews. All Jews should be killed. Those dirty, smelly Jews. Let's kill the Jews, those rotten bastards. Can you do that today?
No, you don't do that.
Well, that's your freedom of speech, Bernie. So if they fired you, you would say, well, that's my freedom of speech. They couldn't fire you?
I don't know, honestly.
Well, they could and they would. And that's what I'm talking about. The First Amendment and freedom of speech only refers to the government stopping you from being able to express your opinions. It doesn't stop your company from telling you, hey, you can't say this ridiculous stuff here, maintenance man, you're fired. It doesn't stop Facebook from saying, we don't like this content, you're kicked out of here. That is not a freedom of speech issue.
Yeah, but how isn't it, though?
I just explained it to you. I mean...
Yeah, but still.
It's not clear
enough.
It's
a private company.
You have the right to say something.
Facebook is a, well, you don't, just like you don't have the right to go into your job and tell the boss to go F himself, he'd say, okay, you're fired. Well, that's just my freedom of speech. You can't fire me.
There's consequences.
It's freedom of speech. Right. You would be fired. Facebook is a company. And they say, we don't want this speech on our platform. It's not the government. If it were the government saying you can't say that, that's one thing. That is the First Amendment freedom of speech issue.
But they don't worry about China's platform that they have on Facebook and that, and, you know, censoring them and that, though.
What do What do you mean they don't worry about China? Give me, I don't know what that means exactly.
And you got the Iran and all that deal that's using Facebook as a platform for propaganda. But they don't censor them.
You don't believe that. You don't believe that Russia tried to interfere with the election via Facebook and stuff like that.
No, I'm not saying that. But they sit there and they do propaganda on Facebook, but it does not get taken down.
That's untrue. They have taken a lot of that stuff down. So, all right, Bernie, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Over there was one dead person who voted in the PA.
Not 2,500 like you just told me?
No, there's one. It was a Republican. Okay. A guy tried to register his dead mother-in-law. Yeah.
See, when OAN talks about it, their source is some guy who, guess what, happens to be a wacko Republican who runs, you know, is not even in Pennsylvania, who comes up with some, you know, I saw this and I mean, it's just, oh my God.
And by the way, stop calling and yelling in my ear and calling us pussies if you're not going to be man enough to come on the air and say your statement. Okay? Honestly, it's such ridiculous nonsense. Back up your word. Call in and actually back it up. It's such, you guys are acting so tough. That's the biggest wuss thing in the world.
You can't even take phone call?
Yes, you can't even have a conversation back and forth. You just hang up. You get your, you guys are pushies, and then hang up the phone. I mean, come on, man. Stand by your word.
Listen, I don't know what the future holds. I'm very concerned about all this misinformation. We've had 4 years of misinformation, and now we're going to pay the price for it. Mark my words. Some weird stuff is going to go down. You know, it's just been saying it for a long time. People are falling for the most ridiculous conspiracy theories and claims. You know, if you're a QAnon follower, tell me, why haven't any of the things that Q, with this supposed inside information, why hasn't any of it actually come to fruition? Why didn't JFK Jr. come back from the dead and run with Donald Trump? Why didn't they, you know, there was, Hillary Clinton's going to be locked up and arrested within the next 5 days or whatever, 3 years ago. Why didn't that ever happen?
Body double.
I mean, it's really frightening and disturbing that, you know, I understand. If you have a difference of opinion with someone and their political beliefs, that's one thing. You can have all the differences in the world. That's fine. I'm wrong about things, and I'm right about things, and so are you. You're not right about these people who think they're right about everything. You're not. But you can't just believe this made up nonsense that Bill Gates is putting a chip in you for the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. I mean, this is not a small number of people that believe this stuff. Pizzagate. It's not a small number of people that believe that. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rovers, Cleveland, an iHeart radio station. Dumb down your smart device with Rover's Morning Glory. Tell it to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio. Be a witness every morning. Seriously, we'll probably need you as a defense witness in court at some point. We are Rover's Morning Glory, and you are our alibi.
Roberto! You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
I was just listening to the whole thing. I was talking to him, and I was a Democrat almost 50 years. You know, my dad was a union president back in the day, and I watched over the years how it kind of changed, and I voted for Trump, and my family, almost none of them talked to me no more. They got pissed, and I just you know, I try to listen to both sides. I thought, you know, a businessman, not a politician. That's why I voted for him. And I wrote a song about it, like the first year, all the stuff he did, like so many jobs, but that's beside the point. The Capitol thing, that was totally wrong. Those people should go to jail, prison, whatever. I disagree with that. It really bothered me when whatever Biden said, this is one of the greatest tragedies in American history, which was bad. But what about back in March, like I was talking, they were burning cities, destroying, and they'd go in and loot these people with the, you know, these people had stores, beat them with boards and stuff. And it's just like that. That was okay almost. I don't get it. It bugged.
Did you listen to my show back when all of that stuff was going on?
Yeah, I was listening.
Did I say all of that stuff is okay?
No, you never. No, I'm not saying you said nothing. I watch this all. I'm not disagree. You know what I'm saying? I'm just. I always
that stuff was wrong, and I'm all for you want to have a million people marching down the street,
right.
So be it.
Yep.
But yep. You can't beat people up. You can't destroy businesses. You can't burn things down.
Nope.
And and people need to be held accountable. I don't care what the reason is that they're doing it.
Right.
It's wrong.
I agree with you. But then, you know, the thing with Trump when he said you got to fight and, you know, all this stuff. Do you really think he wanted them to go do that to the guy? I just don't see that.
I think, you know, that
the nut,
he
the
was happy that that happened. I really believe that. I think
he
that
said
he was
peaceful,
happy.
Oh, okay. Peaceful protest.
I think that the delayed response in getting additional forces out there is telling.
Yeah.
If that had been the White House that people were storming, do you think it would have taken two and a half hours for the National Guard to show up?
Nope.
Okay.
I agree.
So, 100%. You know, I just hope that, I just hope for the best. I really do. I don't know what the whole impeachment thing
now that he's in it. I know the whole idea behind is he'll never run, can't run for office again. So,
I think that this impeachment effort is ridiculous because it's only going to rile up people on the right. It's not going to do anything.
Go,
he's going to be out of office in a couple of
in a week.
Yeah, in a week.
What a waste!
But does it send a message for future people to not pull that crap?
Yeah, some consequence.
I mean, honestly, there has to be some kind of consequences for it.
Is anything even going to happen in a week?
Nothing
in this
will
time
happen.
If they impeach him, there are a lot of consequences he'll face.
But they're not going to. It's not going to go.
Right, you in think the middle of doing it.
Mitch McConnell is even voting
McConnell's
for it, possibly.
On. 50-50 right now, right? He says. Yeah. That's a major headline. They're about to do it.
I guess we'll... I'll believe it when I see it. We've had 4 years of appeasement. I don't think that all of a sudden, a week in, they're going to go, oh yeah, all that crap he's been doing, that's bad. I don't believe it. We'll see. Josh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Morning. Hey. Rover, first, I wanted to start off by saying condolences. Sorry about Nads.
Thank you.
You know, it's a shame that it came out the way that it did for him. Secondly, I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, the election and all the things and certain conspiracy theories. So, I mean, I'm a conservative Republican. Born and raised in a household that was that way. I personally don't like the results of the election. I think that there's a lot of things that are question marks and put a black eye on our liberty and justice in this country. You know, I can't condone any of the activities that happen from either side. But, you know,
like, give me an example.
So, I mean, obviously the Capitol thing was wrong.
Yeah.
That was completely not necessary. As far as your other side of things on the left, Antifa and BLM burned the cities for 6 months and was condoned, you know,
not by me.
Not, I understand it wasn't by you, but
not
you
by
support,
a lot of people. I mean,
you support the left. I mean, I know, but if you look at a lot of the mainstream media sources, were saying that these were peaceful protests with cars burning in the background.
I know,
yeah. Peaceful,
and it was wrong. I'm the first to tell you there was obviously an agenda there. I'm on the part of some of these.
Why is the left allowed to do that, but then conservative talk shows that you mentioned, Mark Levine, Dan Bongino, OAN, why are they supposed to stop reporting what they report when all summer long we got to listen to MSNBC and the left agenda for 6-8 months, and it was okay, and they're allowed to continue to do that. Like you mentioned with MSNBC, you know, those are huge national platforms that garner a lot of viewership, and they're going to be continued to allowed to do what they can do. Why is the right have to be silenced? Why is that okay?
Well, you know, the right is not silenced. They always have this theory that it's the mainstream media, and Fox News is the biggest cable news network there is. That is the mainstream media now. They're not being silenced. But when you know, I think when people are moved to violence on whatever side it is, the left or the right or anyone else, and people are inciting and encouraging that, and it's essentially coming through debunked conspiracy theories. This is bad information. And the people who are peddling this, these conservative senators, they know it's bad information. They know this stuff isn't true. You think Ted Cruz, who, by the way, Donald Trump accused Ted Cruz's father of being the JFK assassin and his wife of being ugly, you think he really believes this nonsense? No, he doesn't. But he's figured out, oh, if I can go up there and bark loud enough, maybe these people will support me when I run for president in 4 years. That's what this is all about.
I think at the end of the day, when you look at the possible pending impeachment, and yeah, absolutely, you're absolutely right that these people are looking forward in 4 years to see if they can, you know, garner some votes from one side or the other. But I think Congress is just working against us, and that is why I voted for Donald Trump, and that's why I would vote for him again, because this corrupt swamp that we're dealing with in Congress is.
Can I ask you just from the other, if you were to look at it from, let's just say you have an open mind. You talk about all this corruption.
It's corrupt on both sides.
If you were to look, but you like Donald Trump, if you were to look at some of the business dealings of, you know, and some of the things that have happened, there's no corruption there whatsoever. I mean, this is a president who installed his family members in the White House. That just, you know, we don't do that. Kennedy did it, and everyone complained about it, and rules were put in place so that it can't be done. So,
and if you look back at how Kennedy was viewed today, his agenda is viewed today as doing the right thing.
Josh, I don't think that history is going to be so kind to Donald Trump. I don't think 40 or 50 years from now they're going to be doing a story on Donald Trump and his presidency and say, oh yeah, that was the right thing. Everything was above board. It's just, I don't think that's the way history will look back at it.
I view that completely the exact opposite, because he stood up for the Constitution and he stood up for the working class, what the Democrat Party used to
stand for. This is a guy who was.
They are now the party of power.
Born to a multimillionaire. This is a guy, he stood up for the common man. Josh, I hate to tell you, he wouldn't want to be in the same room with you. The only reason he would want to be in the same room with you is to try and get your vote. You think that guy has any respect for the common man?
Do you think Joe Biden does?
Yeah, because he grew up a humble background. Yes, I think he has a much greater handle on what it's like to be a common person than Donald Trump.
How about the times when he said, I don't work for you, to the working class union workers? I don't work for you. How is that standing up for the middle class?
I don't even know what it is you're referring to, but I'm sure it's probably some weirdo OAN out of context.
Oh, it's absolutely
quote.
Not. It's obvious.
And okay, well, explain it to me so we can look it up.
Do you remember the interaction he had with a union worker? I think it was in Michigan. It was.
Yeah, it was a guy who was. Isn't that the guy who was trying to say that he was going to take all of our guns away?
Yes.
Isn't that the guy? And he said, you're full. Biden said, you're full of yet. Well, Barack Obama was going to take away everyone's guns. Didn't happen. Bill Clinton was going to take away everyone's guns. Didn't happen. This is just the crap that people put out there. You think Joe Biden is going to take away all your guns?
Joe Biden's going to go after guns. Absolutely. Oh, there's going to be huge gun legislation.
Oh, my God.
Take away the AR-14s.
Why didn't Barack Obama do that? Why didn't he do it when Barack Obama and Democrats controlled the White House in the beginning of his presidency, the White House, the House, and the Senate? Why didn't they just get rid of all guns then, if that's their agenda?
Times are different now. Clinton was able to do it. I mean, Rover, you and I are about the same age, and if you look back at some of the gun regulations, and Obama did have regulations against guns. There were fixed stock regulations put into place. There were things that manufacturers could and couldn't do. If you look back on guns,
some of those things are probably good. You think we need bump stocks like the guy had in
absolutely. Bump stocks are not necessary.
Okay.
During the Obama administration, there was a hold put on stocks that are adjustable. I'm not referring to bump stocks. Stocks that slide in and out so that you could become a better shooter and use the weapon as it was designed. They were not allowed to do that. They had to be fixed. They weren't allowed to move at all. If you look at the Clinton administration, there were a certain amount of locks that were needed to be put on guns. That's sort of when the whole cap on rounds for magazines was beginning to be introduced. You know, whether it's 10 rounds or whether it's 30 rounds, I don't see what the big difference is.
Yeah, because you're sitting there talking on the phone to me now, but if some guy is trying to hunt you down in a restaurant that comes in for a mass shooting, I would assume you'd rather have a guy with a 10-round magazine, not a 30-round magazine trying to kill you.
Most of these situations that happen, most of the gun violence in America is done with handguns, and that is blatantly obvious. It is not
mass shootings. Not mass shootings.
And mass shootings happen very, very rarely. The everyday gun violence is what matters, and that's done with handguns.
Yeah, but you don't want to do anything about it.
So why don't we go after stuff like that?
Because you'd be crying about it, saying they're trying to take away your guns.
Fine,
you want to get... Are you advocating getting rid of handguns, then? Is that...
I'm not advocating getting rid of handguns.
What's your solution, then?
Leave them alone, because I don't see a general problem.
So all of the violence, the handgun violence you just described to me, you don't see a problem with it.
I absolutely think that violence and crimes in America, criminals are always going to have guns. So putting regulations against guns only goes against the good people who go out there and buy them legally. That's the problem. And then legislation just looks good. I'm going to take your guns, like Beto said, or whatever that guy's name is. Hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15. I mean, it's all for show. It's all for show. But, if they get enough support behind it, they will go after that stuff. It's just a semi-automatic rifle. There's really no difference between that and, a 308 hunting rifle, which has an immense more power to it. So I don't really see why it's such a big deal to the liberals. It's just to garner votes, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, Josh, I don't know what to tell you. Hope it all works out. I hope.
I guess we'll sit back and watch for the next couple of years and see how things sort of pan out.
Yeah. I guess if we have that long. All right, Josh, thank you.
All right, Rover. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Man, I was waiting for this election to be over so we didn't have to talk about any of this crap anymore. Can't get away from this. God, what's going to happen next week, Douche? You nervous?
I am.
Dieter, what do you think's going to happen next week? Anything, or will there be everything will be hunky-dory?
It's going to be calm.
You think so?
Peaceful. I think that's past us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so. I think it was a mistake, and now it's going to be calm.
So you think everyone... was out there storming the Capitol. They've come to their senses now. They go, ah, we made a mistake. Well, oops, our bad.
A lot of that was Antifa. There's video of it.
On. That's a lie. You know it's a lie.
I have video of it.
The FBI says it's a lie.
Of course they're going to say that.
Because why? The FBI is part of the deep state?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
I was reading in the news yesterday.
I cannot understand him with this thick-ass mask. I just can't.
I mean, you can take it off in there, right? Just in the hallway, keep it on.
Just around me. Yeah. Dumb, though. You can take that mask off all the time around him. Go on, Jeffrey.
I was reading in the local news and in some of the national news that the FBI has received credible information that they're investigating that there's going to be protests at all 50 state capitals.
Yeah, peaceful protests.
Yeah. Dieter, we
what
hope
could
so.
Go wrong? Jake in Spring Hill, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jake.
Yo, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, man.
I just wanted to give you a call. I was listening to you talk about that Facebook and social media platform topic where folks were getting banned, and I was just curious about your understanding of Section 230. From what I understand, Section 230 protects these platforms from being labeled as publishers. So if a newspaper, for example...
It essentially protects an internet company from being held responsible for things that are posted on their platform by people like you and me.
Right. If they begin to take responsibility for those things that are posted, does that in any way legally invalidate that Section 230? Does it open them up for libel litigation?
No.
Or?
I don't think so. The reason being is a newspaper or a television station is employing people to come out and do a story. They're employing a reporter to write a story about Jake. And if that reporter goes, you know what, I don't like Jake, I'm going to say Jake's a child molester. Well, that media company, that newspaper is going to be held responsible for that because they are paying their staff to do that. And they should have regulations in place that prevent that kind of stuff. An internet company, Facebook, Twitter, they are not paying Jake to post things on their platform. And therefore, it's, I think, important that they are not held responsible for things. Now, I do believe that media companies should have a plan in place to deal with illegal or threatening messages, things like that. That they can put into place themselves. But they're not paying people. If Twitter were paying you, Jake, and then you went and you tweeted, hey, everyone, let's go kill Mike Pence, then I think Twitter could be held responsible because they're paying you to tweet. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I think that I have a very loose understanding of the legal side of this, so I'm going to take your word for that. But to a more moral and broad point, I think what we're seeing right now, and I'm an independent, I think what happened at the Capitol was way more terrorism than protest, and it's appalling. And I've never voted Republican or anything like that, but what I'm seeing right now with these social medias, you know, not just banning Trump, but I think 70,000 accounts were banned from Twitter alone. I think what we're seeing right now is a cultural and technological divide between the left and the right. And I think from a moral perspective that sunlight is the best disinfectant, and the more free speech we have.
Do you really think that? You think sunlight is the best disinfectant, or do you think that oxygen gives rise to these ridiculous conspiracy theories like QAnon?
Well, I kind of feel the wave, the tide turning after this Capitol protest from what I've seen, and maybe it's because of the bans, and I'll give you that, but from what I've seen, I think we're getting more and more people, especially on the Republican side of things, saying that the people who follow QAnon, the people who went to this Capitol, were wrong. And it's been a long time because everybody's been so far up the president's ass that they've been scared to say that. But now that they have been exposed to the sunlight and they've seen what...
Yeah, now that they had people in their building coming and they go, oh yeah, that's bad. But it's been remarkable how silent everyone has been for the past four years.
You're not wrong. And it's not just, I don't think, I'm not saying just the Republican senators, but you mentioned Ben Shapiro, you mentioned these other folks and stuff like that. I do try to pay a little bit of attention to both sides, and I have heard Ben Shapiro in particular say that this has been the worst political day he's ever witnessed in his entire life. And he's not in that building. It's our building. And I think the people who care about this country legitimately and try to call balls and strikes do see what happened as the beginning of a new chapter. I think that it's finally okay for people who either support Republicanism or conservatism or even Trump in some aspects to look at these wackos and say, they're wrong, I'm not them, and it's time that we started pointing out the people who are them and calling them idiots. I really, really think that, and I think that the broad banning of people with opinions basically is what we're talking about here is going to damage America.
But they're not banning people because they have conservative opinions.
You're right,
the social media companies are banning people who are spreading disinformation on coronavirus, who are saying it's caused by 5G, or you know, Bill Gates released it. They're banning people who are you know, do look, we're at a very precarious time, I believe, and they're trying to get a lid on it. It's not because they're like, oh yeah, we like Joe Biden or liberals or whatever. There, it's like, you know, this is a matter of democracy, and I don't know if they're going to be able to stem the tide of stupidity of people. Maybe not, but it's a growing number of people who are falling victim to these ridiculous conspiracy theories, and I don't know what the stop is. I don't know, because common sense doesn't work. They have an excuse for everything.
It's really seeming, it is spooky. The more people I know that think the way that you're talking about does freak me out. But
and
I,
those
I'm
people worried. Who are very fervent supporters of, because they've been courted by Trump, these wackos, right. The QAnoners, they've been courted and groomed like a child molester would groom a kid. They've been groomed. Prior to the election, oh yeah, it's going to be fraud if I lose. If I win, everything's above board. Don't worry about it.
Right,
and so this has
right.
been going on and on and on, and it's not unexpected that this is what happens after 4 years of that. And
it's not. And the people who are acting and saying as crazy things as they are acting and saying, I really think that now to this is going to look like big business and big government persecution to them. I don't know that this policy on these social media platforms is going to make anything better. I understand that there's a big call to do something about it. They're not in a position that I'd want to be in, but I don't know that what they've done is going to work out in the end. It freaks me out. We've always, you know, free speech has always been a great thing to hang your hat on, and I'm not saying that big businesses or businesses in general can't fire you or ban you from using their platforms based on what you said. That is not an infringement of free speech legally. But I do think that as the culture devalues the freedom of opinion and the freedom of thought, even Germany was, Angela Merkel was complaining about what the social media platforms did. I think that it's going to be easier for the government to infringe on your freedom of speech. Once the cultural respect for it's gone, and something actually happens in this country governmentally, I think it's not going to be seen with as much resistance as it would be if we propped up free speech as proudly and as highly as we can in all aspects of our life.
All right, Jake, thank you. I appreciate it. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Number one for podcasting. You can ask your smart device to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is MMS. Previously on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh no!
It continues. Now. We'll be right back.
There's a guy who had some Bitcoin that he put into his digital wallet back in 2011. Someone gifted him some Bitcoin. Now, back in 2011, Bitcoin wasn't worth too much. So they gifted him 7,000 Bitcoins. I don't know how much it was worth. Probably worth like 10 cents a Bitcoin or something at the time. I don't know. So he put those in his digital wallet in 2011. Those Bitcoins now are worth $220 million.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
There's only one problem. He forgot the password to his digital wallet. And he cannot access his $220 million of Bitcoin.
Just change your password.
Can't change your password. It's not the way that it works.
What do you mean? Everything, you're allowed to change your
password. No. See, you used that Bitcoin. You used a service who was essentially a portal, I guess, for your Bitcoin. Is maybe the best way to describe it. I'm not exactly sure. But your digital wallet has like a one-time password. And if it's encrypted, and if you can't remember it, you don't store that somewhere, you're out of luck. You're locked out. And in fact, this guy happened to be using something called, what was this thing called that he was using? He had a digital wallet called, I saw it in here, but I can't find it right off the, and it allows you to enter your password up to 10 times.
10.
That's it?
And if you have 10 incorrect password entries, it completely wipes everything out. It locks it forever. And kind of like your phone. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever accidentally put in the wrong passcode and it goes, you have 9 more tries?
Yeah.
And if you keep doing it over and over, it just locks you out. You're done. It
happened to Dieter yesterday. Couldn't get in his computer. He tried to clean his keyboard. Got locked out for a whole day.
Well, that was the worst. I was cleaning the keyboard and it kept doing an attempt to log in. And it said, this user is locked out. And every computer I had was locked out. I had to contact the IT desk.
Why didn't you stop cleaning the keyboard once you realized?
I didn't look. I'm looking down. I'm not even looking at my thing. So I'm just cleaning the area. And every time I was cleaning it through over the keys, it was
entering your password.
Well, right. We got a cleaning expert here.
Go ahead. Have you ever done this before, clean something? Well, first of all, hit on for the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Any bleach you used? Yeah. Right? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's lots really of animated hand motions there. Yep.
Did you ever clean the on button before you hit it on?
Sorry about that, my dear.
Hold on. You're gonna get back to that thought. Hold on. So this guy has entered that password 8 times, and each time it's wrong. He has 2 more entries.
Oh, dude.
Iron key. Is that the
iron key? Is it? That's right. Yeah.
So what do you pick?
Well, he doesn't know what to do, so he has locked the hard drive or the USB drive or whatever he has this on. He's put it in a safe deposit box somewhere where, you know, he's not saying where, because essentially it's worth $220 million. But it's also worth zero at the same time because he can't remember that goddamn password. Wouldn't that be the worst thing? Like, I had my wife buy Mega Millions and Powerball tickets. Wouldn't that be the worst thing if you won that and you got $700 million, but then you couldn't find your ticket? You lost the ticket. That's exactly what the thing would be like.
Yeah, but did he write it down anywhere, the password? Go back in time. We were using a certain password in that year.
10 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like 10 years ago, okay, maybe I was using this certain password, whatever was going on in my life, or, you know, you're into this movie. Is that maybe your password?
You really remember what your passwords were around?
Yeah, I can guesstimate it, I'm saying. If you give me like a year, because I constantly change my password to be safe.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying 10 years ago, what was that, 2010?
Uh-huh. What was your password back then?
Like, what was the big movie at the box office?
Pumping Iron?
No, that's way before that. I have to see what was the, yeah. What was the movies out? What was going on in sports?
Die Harder?
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
So he lost his password. He's unable to get access to that $220 million. That's got to be the worst.
There's nothing.
You can't take it to like
feeling
a geek,
in the world.
Geek Squad and go, hey, can you help me somehow?
No, it's encrypted. Like, there's no way to do it.
You can't contact somebody?
He's put it away, and he hopes that maybe when quantum computers become a thing, that someone will be able to break this encryption at some point in the future. Because he can't risk any more attempts, because it will wipe everything out if he puts it in two more times, this password, and he's wrong.
Can't. This is crazy. I mean, my God, can you imagine how nuts this guy must be going?
Well, I'd lose my mind. You can't contact Bitcoin people and say, hey.
Who? Who's Bitcoin? Who are Bitcoin people?
I don't know. There's got to be a team of people.
You mean like the CEO of Bitcoin?
Mr. Bitcoin.
There's no.
No.
What's that guy's name? Snitz, what's the Bitcoin guy?
Mr. Hands?
Nakamoto.
Yeah.
Satoshi Nakamoto.
That guy, yeah.
What about this? You pay a hacker, I'll give you half. You hack into my phone. You find this password, I'll give you half the money, $100 million.
That's good.
That would be great, but it's just impossible to do at this point.
Come on, a hacker?
Yeah.
He's got two chances.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's probably some weird password, too, like a bunch just of random characters, if I had to guess. It's not like a word with numbers and stuff like that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He says he's tried all of his regular password combinations.
Yeah.
But he's been unable to unlock his 220
I like million.
Did he try to turn off caps lock?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that
usually
makes me
gets me
nervous.
Number lock off.
And this guy, I mean, I don't know what he must be feeling right now, but it's got to be a real bummer, that's for sure.
So then where does that money go? It just goes into
nowhere.
The universe?
It in just fact, there?
Into the ether. It's gone.
A researcher has done, I guess, a study on this. They believe, what's the total market value of Bitcoin right now, Snitz? Do you know? For instance, all of the Bitcoin that's out there, however many Bitcoins there are, times whatever, 30,000 or 20,000 or whatever it's worth right now, what is the total market value, the market cap of Bitcoin? Do we know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, market cap 646.
No, 1 trillion.
1 trillion.
1 trillion last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, researchers estimate that about 20% of that is in dormant, dead, locked out digital wallets that no one can access anymore.
Oh my God, they got to change that system. That's a lot of money. What's 20% of 1 trillion? Do the math.
Where are you getting the 1 trillion?
Total cryptocurrency market value hits record 1 trillion.
Well, that's crypto, not Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go to CoinMarketCap.
What'd you say?
CoinMarketCap, that's where you get all
never
your numbers.
It's all my favorites. Talk,
you're talking too smart right now. Don't.
Yeah, well, I didn't lose my password to my ledger, so. I'm not an idiot.
The total, let's see.
I have access
the market
to my
cap is $646 billion.
Just for Bitcoin. Okay,
right.
And then the rest is everything else that's in there. That's a lot of money still. Wow.
So 20% of that would be what? Jesus Christ, I don't know. Jeffrey, what's 20% of $646 billion?
I think that's beyond my calculational ability.
Take a guess, ballpark.
Okay, let's see. 20% of 646 million?
No, 20% of 646 billion.
Oh, billion.
That's
okay.
Right.
Let me rack my brain here for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
I would say $24.5 billion, something like that in that area. I don't know. I'm guessing here. So
I was going to say around $200 million.
No, it's got to be more than that. 20% of 646 billion.
Well, it's by five. It's like 130 or something like that.
Yeah, so it would be
billion.
$129 billion.
That's
yikes.
Sitting there.
Sitting there. $129 billion sitting there, dormant, inactive, locked in digital wallets that no one will ever be able to open again.
Wow. That's crazy. I want to talk.
Jeffrey, should I start paying you your RMG Plus and T-Sharp money in Bitcoin, or do you want just regular cash?
No, I'll just stick to regular cash. Thank you very much. I would not trust cryptocurrency any further than I could throw a transmission or a football.
All right.
Gitcoin.
Dumb, what do you have coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus?
We're going to talk about your new TV addiction. Is that a good thing for the show or a bad thing for the show? We'll talk more about what JLR would do to a man for $1 billion. And we'll recap Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth's their little road trip, their one tank trip, and her trip to the hospital, and more.
All right, that's all coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus. Subscribe right now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as Dumb, Jeffrey, and Snitzer continue on. You can watch there on the website or on your tablet, your TV, or your phone with the Rover Radio app. Download it now. But subscribe to RMG Plus at roverradio.com. I haven't checked. We did put the remaining stock of the I Probably Can't Remember T-shirt of the month from 2 months ago. We put the we order a little extra in each size for returns and exchanges. We always overstock a little bit. And anything that we have remaining, we put up for sale a couple of months later. And that was just put up at roverradio.com. I don't know if any of it is still available or if it is, what sizes are still available. There was a few in each size available at the beginning of this morning. I don't know about right now. But if you missed out on the I Probably Can't Remember T-shirt of the month, you can give it a shot right now. Have a great day. We will talk to you live tomorrow morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.